Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
Right.
Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, 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 everyone, to the forum tonight. I want to say peace and greetings to you guys, and thank you so much for joining me here live in the forum tonight in The Remix. I am your host, Miss Blue, and it's Sunday night, you guys. It is February the 10th, 2013. And, of course, you know where you are. You're in The Remix. I see the phone lines are filling up as well as the chat room here. Let me go ahead and give you the call-in number if you want to call in and listen. And so that call-in number for you to call in the listing is going to be 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And also for our international listeners out there, if you want to call in, you just dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711 and come on in. You can also use Skype, and you can Skype yourself right on in. For our international callers or for you callers out there that just want to use Skype, that's another way that you can connect with us here on The Remix. And you can also come on over and join us in chat. And boy, if you have not been in chat in The Remix, you're sure in for a treat. And so let me give you directions on how you can come on over and join us in chat. And just to get over here to the chat room, just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Remix, and come on in. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, all you have to do is click the link at the very, very bottom. Click the link, sign up, tell us who you are, come on in the chat room. The Remix family is here, and they are sure to make you feel welcome. I want to say welcome to all of our international listeners who've been listening all over the world. So we're going to give some international shout-outs because it's always good to know that so many of you guys are listening, whether you're listening to the live show or you're listening to the downloads. But to just know you guys are out there listening, it does us well, and we do appreciate it. We know for some parts of the world, it takes a lot to get up because of the time difference. And so we're going to give our international shout out to all the brothers and sisters who are listening all over the world. Before we get into the share tonight, joining us here live tonight, certainly no stranger to The Remix, the Sister Kajara is going to be joining us tonight to talk about comedic Reiki. And it's sure to be a great show and full with lots of surprises and exercises. And so I am so glad to have you guys here. So let's give our international shout-out to all of our brothers and sisters all over. Big ups to Japan, Brother Mark and the whole Japan family that's out there listening, Australia, Spain, Antarctica. Now, this is one I had to kind of think about. Antarctica, people listening, and that's from the South Pole, listening to The Remix. Isn't that something? Also from South America, all parts of South America, Puerto Rico, Trinidad, Saudi Arabia, Germany, Argentina, Finland, of course, Egypt, Brazil, France, Jamaica, the Netherlands, Indonesia, Canada, always out there listening, and the UK, big ups, as well as all of you guys who are listening here from the United States and all the other surrounding islands out there. It is so good to have you guys in the house tonight joining me in the forum. I'm excited. I love it when we have guests to come on, particularly when they have so much to share, especially about things that I'm passionate about, and I know you guys are too. We're going to be talking about energy healing tonight from a very, very ancient perspective, and a sister who really has dedicated all of her work and her time to really, really bringing this information and knowledge to us. We'll talk about her new project, classes that she has available, and so many other good things. Now, I want to let you guys know that tonight's show, as well as all of the remix shows, are available for you to download, download, download. And so you can download this show as well as all of the remix shows by just going over to the remix homepage. And if you have iTunes or any of those devices that support iTunes, you can download them straight to your iTunes device. Now, if you have an MP3 player and you want to download it straight to your MP3 player to that, you can do that as well, too. And also, the other thing that you can do is you can listen from your computer. So many ways that you can download, download, download. And you want to download this show as well as all of the shows from the remix. Now, you know, on Friday night, Dr. Arlene Gay was here live in the forum, joining us right here live in the forum. And what an amazing share that was. And so for all of you to catch that show or the show tonight, all you have to do is go back and download. Welcome to the remix, everyone. It's so good to see you guys in the house. I see the remix family is in the house, and it's always good to have you guys here. Lots of things going on, lots of energy out there. I do want to remind you guys, one of the things that we talked about earlier this month is that there's a lot of positive energy always floating around on the planet, of course, but at this time we really do have what I would like to say, some extra sort of kind of little oomph coming our way all the way up until the 18th of this month. And so there is an exercise that I have for you guys on the Know Your Magic line, and all you have to do is call the Know Your Magic line. I give you all of the instructions. It's really how you can just tap into your 75 frequencies of wealth by calling 641-715-3800 and then punching in the access code 10569#. Leave a message. Many of you from all over the world have, but you want to call that number, get all the instructions so you can start to work with your 75 cards. I know a lot of you have, and it's been great. It's really, really been great. Welcome to the remix, everyone. We're about to get started. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue. We're going to dance. And then get ready to get into the share. Many of you I will be meeting this week in readings coming up. So I'm excited about that, meeting all of you guys from all over the world and connecting with you in this session. So that's going to be cool. Don't forget, it's Sunday night. So the Kim, the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic Deck, the orders for the Kim deck goes out. By the way, let me say this as we get into the share, because we're going to be covering so much tonight. I don't want to forget this. We are taking those who are interested in the Kim business class. So if you're interested in being a part of the Kim business class, you need to email me at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. It's a 4-week class, Kim Business, about the business of self. It's an amazing class, and we've had many of you, remix listeners from all over the world, who've already been a part of the Kim Business class and been very successful in every walk of your life. It is about knowing your magic and understanding the business of self, a new way of doing business. And so all of these great things that are going on for you guys. Let's go ahead and play a little bit of Baby Blue. We're going to get up. You know what we do. Move ourselves around. Get ready to welcome our amazing guest, the sister that's coming on tonight, and get right into the share.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wen, and you are live in the remix.
Mm, mm, mm.
Hey, yeah!
La 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 la, the remix.
Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, you guys. I want to invite you, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, that you get yourself up and get ready to move around. So get yourself up. Let's get ready to move around. And I don't know about you guys, but it's been a pretty busy day for me. And this is just something nice for us to vibe to sort of kind of get into that energy. We're going to be talking about healing energy tonight and really at the frequency of love. So it's going to be pretty exciting. So here we go, you guys.
There's a fine line, baby, I'm on it.
There's a fine line between love and hate, see, can't wait too late, but baby, I'm on it.
Hey, must admit, they planted a lot of things in the brains and the veins of my strain. Makes it hard to refrain from the host of cocaine, from them whores, from the flame, from a post in the game. Makes it hard to maintain focus. Then from the Glock rounds and lockdowns and burials, the seeds that sowed get devoured by the same locusts. Cause it's a hard road to hoe if your ass don't move and the rain don't fall and the ground is dry, but the roots are strong, so some survive. To your surprise, now my voice then cries. You got more juice than Zeus, slinging lightning, trying to frighten plains dwellers of the Serengeti, but get beheaded when you falsely dread it. Melanin, silicone, and collagen injected, dissecting my pride. Who the one gonna get it started? We be the lion-hearted, without infanticide. It's like that red sprite, you can't imagine, unless you're looking at the canvas of life, not through the peephole of mortality. Single-minded mentality, getting over on loopholes, getting paid twofold on technicalities. Clicking your heels, scared to voice how you feel, packing steel, picking cotton from the killing fields with no toll. I don't think we in Kansas, no motto. Midwest or dirty south, clean dress or dirty mouth. Whether robbing preachers or killing poor righteous teachers, you a scared demon, shouldn't be allowed to spread semen. And your cowardly lines never define the jackals of Babel. Running with they pack, tail between your legs, throw the mane on your head, say a story, as you downplay your glory, cackling, helping the shackling of your brethren happen, just by rapping. Libertad, libertad, libertad.
Everyone, that was Outkast and a whole slew of others, and a whole slew of others out there. That's with Erykah Badu, CeeLo is on that, and just really, really talking about those things of liberation. Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to the remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. Tonight we're going to be talking about all of those healing modalities, and we're going to be doing it a very, very unique way. Amazing sister that's going to be joining us here live on the forum right now. We're going to be talking about Kemetic Reiki. So let's go ahead and give a warm welcome to Sister Kajara as she joins us in the forum tonight. Peace and greetings to you. Sister Kajara, we can't hear you.
All right, can you hear me now?
I sure can. I sure can. Peace and greetings to you.
Peace and many blessings to you, Miss Blue. And peace to all of your listeners as well.
Yes, yes, yes. It is so good to have you in the forum for us tonight. And I want to start out, you've been a guest on here, but it's been a while since you've been here. I want you to start out and just tell us about you, your amazing work, and then we can start to talk about what Kemetic Reiki is.
All right. I am Rekit Ormut Kajara Niyaya Nebehet. I have been on the path of healing probably most of my life, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I am a natural healer. I am an ambassador of wellness. I'm a mother, a sister, a teacher, an artist, a conscious, revolutionary, Black liberation sister, mama. And I am one who has been blessed to come to the knowledge of my purpose here on this realm at this time and have been able to move forth with the visions and the work that I was sent here to do. And that, of course, is Raseki, Kemetic Reiki, and the many other things that I teach and share.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. So let's talk about that, because you started this journey, like you said, this has been a part of your work all your life, but you really, really started this journey for Raseki. kinetic yoga, kinetic Reiki, that you've been doing. And how long have you been working with this for brothers and sisters all over the world?
I have been doing my Reiki kinetic Reiki for 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I have been a Reiki practitioner and Reiki master for 13 years. So I was attuned in the year 2000. At that time, I was a student of Queen Afua's, and I was also facilitating Sacred Women Gateways. And I began to really connect with the Netru, connect with my higher self, and bringing it all together, I was charged, I like to say, to share energy healing work with our people specifically, and to bring it back to its original state, or as close to its original place as it was when it was practiced thousands of years ago in ancient Kemet. So the spirit guides began to give me pieces and show me how they actually healed, pictures from the walls of the pyramids, different prayers, different texts and stories and dreams and visions. And
right.
Also I had a very strong research partner who I was able to confirm many of the things that were shared with me to really see, you know, that I was given clues and given actually the package that is now being presented and shared with people in different places, as you say, all over the world. And that is Rasseki Kinetic Reiki, yes.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. The first thing I want to do is I want to give out your website so that people can know how to connect. We're going to talk about your latest project here, and also about classes, and then really get into some of the modalities and talk about Rasseki.
Okay. Our website is www.rasekihealing.com, and that's RASEKHIHEALING.com.
All right. And so there, that's the website, you guys. I also have it in the show notes here so that you can see that. I want to say first, congratulations to you because you are a sister that I connected with many years ago, and you've also been a guest on the Remix. So you guys, you definitely want to go back and download that first show as well, too, and listen to that. But I've seen you grow so much and really come into your work and just sharing it with many different modalities. The first thing I want to say is I know so many people are interested, and we all should really be, because it's a natural way of being in healing ourselves, our communities, our families, and just understanding about energy healing. What did you find in your work from doing Reiki, the difference between Reiki and kinetic Reiki? What were some of the main differences that you found?
Kinetic Reiki actually comes from an African-centered standpoint. So we use, and actually our foundation for all Rasseki practitioners and healers is on Ma'at. So we start everyone with the laws of Ma'at, and we have to understand them. We have to strive to live by them. So that's the main difference. We're African-centered. When we do our work, we use African techniques. We use African symbols and kinetic symbols. We use African mantras, which are words of power, also called Hekau or Hesi. We also work with our own spirit guides. So it is definitely very powerful for us, those of African descent, because we're working with energy that was worked with thousands of years ago by our own people. So, you know, Reiki is fine and beautiful for those who use those symbols, for those who are from that area in Asia where it was birthed or rebirthed, I should say. But for us, you know, we our own symbols. We have plenty of knowledge
yes.
and energy which to pull from the motherland. And so, you know, it's very powerful when we work with that energy.
Yes, yes. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I know you wanted to start us out by really kind of getting us into a guided meditation to kind of tell us a little bit. I know you have a retreat that's coming up, and you also offer online classes as well. So lots of goodies where people can get themselves involved, brothers and sisters all over can come. And this is just going to kind of give everyone a taste a little bit about some of the work that you do. So you want to do the guided meditation now?
We can do a guided meditation, sure. That would be fine. That would help to get everyone relaxed or actually let us do a more charging and stimulating meditation right now. Raiseki Arts Temple is focusing on healing the heart this month. And so I would like to share some of that good heart healing energy with your listeners, if I could.
Yes, yes.
So if everyone would just sit in a comfortable position, sit with your back straight, and don't cross your legs or your arms, but be comfortable. And just get into a pattern of deep breathing. And if you can breathe in through your nose and out through the mouth, and just slow your breath down. So when you breathe in very slowly, and then hold your breath for a little, and then release it very slowly. And then repeat it, breathing in slowly and relaxing yourself even more. And then breathe out slowly. And this time when you breathe in, I want you to think and focus on peace. And so breathe in the energy of peace. Very slowly feel yourself and hold the peace within yourself. And then as you breathe out slowly, breathe out any stress or worry that you might be feeling. And then we're going to do that again, breathing in. Focusing on peace and harmony and joy and holding that peace within. And then as you breathe out, release any negative feelings that you might have been holding. It's okay to let them go. And I want you to continue to breathe and put your right hand over your heart center, the right over the center of your chest. Put your right hand there. And right now, we're just going to give thanks and praises to the higher forces. We give thanks for this divine healing energy. We give thanks to our spirit guides and to our ancestors for blessing our hearts. And just continue to breathe deeply and focus on the energy of blessings for your heart. Send healing, love, energy to your heart. Send healing, peace, energy to your heart. Breathe deeply. And just continue to relax yourself and feel that energy of peace. And let that peace energy move and flow through your body. Feel the energy of love flowing in your whole body. Feel yourself getting lighter as that energy flows. It seems to remove any heaviness as it continues flowing through your head. It clears away any sadness or other negative thoughts. And feel that energy as it moves on around. You get lighter and lighter. And now add that feeling of gratitude. Just be thankful for that divine, peaceful feeling. Let that gratitude energy flow through you. Be thankful for all of your body parts being able to move, work, all the things that you can do. Just be thankful. Continue to breathe deeply. And hold this feeling and know that it is yours and you can return to this place at any time. Breathe deeply and slowly begin to release yourself from this sacred space. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And how you feeling over there, Miss Blue?
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Really relaxed, nice and beautiful. That was beautiful. Yes, that was really, really nice. Very beautiful. To get in that place and just get really, really centered and to take that time to just go within. And healing of the heart is so, it's such a necessity in the times that we're in, I think more than ever, that we take this opportunity to really, really get into that place, to really be able to get into our heart centered. And so the brothers and sisters in the chat room are saying they feel good and sending you hearts and saying they're way, way more relaxed. And so they feel really, really good. So, yeah, they're loving it. They're really, really loving it.
Very good.
Mm. What a great way.
Healing is about, you know, releasing stress and being able to feel energy, being able to direct it, guide it, just using the words, using your breath. It can make such a difference.
It sure can. So powerful. Well, I want to talk about your book because you cover so many goodies there. And not only is this isn't a book to read, and I remember this is something me and you talked about, that this isn't really a book. And that just kind of made me smile because I really like that some of the principles for myself with my audio workbook. This is actually a handbook. So let's talk about this exciting project that you have, your book of raw psyche.
All right. I thank you very much. I'm glad you like it. It's actually our level one manual. And we started with the manual, and the manual started 5 years ago. I probably have changed it maybe 10 times in those 5 years. Because the energy flows, and then the spirit guides will say, this needs to go in there and add this and add this. And that's exactly what happened with the book. After doing the classes and seeing how the energy was working for people and getting the response that we began to get, we realized that we really needed to go ahead and put the book forward. And so we are very grateful and honored. We give all the praises to the Most High and to the ancestors and to the great Mother Sekhmet for bringing forth or allowing me to bring forth this energy at this time. It's a lifestyle. It's a way to change and to reprogram ourselves to live in a more natural way, just as you said, and to heal ourselves, because we as a people have been through several hundred years of trauma, moving around, being oppressed, being depressed. And so now we're in a divine time in the universe where things are shifting. And part of our shift is to release the old baggage. And just like the song was saying, shake that load off. It is liberation time. And so Raw Psyche is a part of that divine movement and giving us tools to use to be able to shake off that load and to return to our greatness and restore ourselves to my art and to our divine selves. And as we say, we start with the lessons of my art. These laws, 42 laws of my art, were left on the walls of the pyramids and the pyramid text for us to find again, for us to be able to use again, because they show us just how we are supposed to behave. And our ancestors had very high morals. They were very high standard living people in every aspect. It was from tenet that every science, every creative art that we can imagine now, it all came from Kemet. It all came from you know, our ancestors from thousands and thousands of years ago. And they left clues for us to see that this is the truth. So we're not just saying this. They left pictures. They left stories.
Everything. So anything.
Everything. Mm-hmm. We are thankful and grateful to be able to live in the time where these things have been recovered and found so that we can access them and actually use them once again. So we start, as I was getting back to that point, with my art. And then we also talk about breathing techniques, because we know that our energy, which sometimes is called ki or chi or prana, in Raw Psyche we call it sekhem. In ancient Kemet it was called sekhem. And this divine life force energy we all have within us. We just have to be conscious of it and know how to use it. And so Raw Psyche helps us to understand. The book itself gives us like an introduction into using our energy, into understanding our aura and how we can use the aura, how to, we can learn to look at the aura, how we can clear it. We talk about working with the Aritu, which are also known as chakras, our ancient Semitic ancestors. We call them Karakara or Karakasa, the seven knots, which are aligned on our spine, which are connected to seven planets, which are connected to seven deities. And so it is a science, you know. Even today, the 7 days are named from seven planets, which are connected to seven deities. It's all from our ancient science. And those days are connected to the seven Aritu as well. And so we talk about that. We talk about working with our spirit guides. For us and for every spiritual system practices ancestor worship. They might say they don't, but when you look at Christianity, they say that they worship Jesus who walked the land. You know, that makes them an ancestor. The Muslims, Prophet Muhammad is an ancestor. Elijah Muhammad is an ancestor, you know.
Right, yes.
Haile Selassie is an ancestor. So we are clarifying the practice of our culture that it's okay to worship and work with our ancestors. And we talk about, you know, how we can do that, the purpose of it, why it's important, especially on the path of healing, but for all of us now to connect with our ancestors, because they can guide us. Because when we connect with our ancestors, it helps to bring strength to our family, not just those who have passed on, but to those who are living and to those who are coming, because this is our ancient way. This is part of the connection that was disrupted when we were brought here to this land and our culture was taken. So now we have an opportunity to reconnect those lines and those ties. We now have an opportunity to find out what tribes we came from so that we could truly reconnect with our ancestors, and that's a powerful thing. And working with that is a healing thing. This is what we need in our community to help change. You know, when we look at the internet and they have these videos of these children doing stuff that we would not have ever imagined could happen when we were younger. You know, I look at the TV now, like, I can't even believe they're showing this stuff on TV, let alone to think that it's actually happening in the world. And so what can we do to change this? We see that it's going wrong, but we have to find some solutions and some strategies to rectify the situation and to restore that to our community. If nobody else is going to do that for us. So we start with ourselves, and the book gives us tools to use to start with ourselves as individuals. And once we do that work with ourselves, then we can share with our friends, with our family. And then before we know it, we'll begin to see a change in the community. Just imagine seeing or imagine everyone that you know actually living according to the laws of Ma'at. Just imagine how a community would be. And I'm saying do it. Visualize it, because we want it to happen. So every time we see that picture of it happening, we projecting it out into the universe. And that's how we work with our energy as well, to put those positive pictures out, to put those positive words out, to bring them forth in creation, to manifest them, because that is the process of creation. Everything starts first with a thought, then it's spoken, and then it's manifest. So we can use that power, just, you know, with that consciousness, with that knowledge. I'm going through the book still, and then we also talk about working with the colors, because we do use color therapy. Colors vibrate on a certain frequency, and so we can use different colors to heal us in different ways. Working with symbols in the level one book, we only introduce 3 symbols, but they are 3 very powerful symbols. And you can use them in a lot of different ways. They can help to balance out the right and left hemispheres of your brain. They can be used to make protection grids for yourself and different things like that. Symbols actually speak to the soul. So
means more to you on a subconscious level than it actually might on a conscious level. If you don't really know what it means, it still can move you, it still can affect you.
Beautiful. I really like about the book, and by the way, you guys can purchase the book at the website, rasekihealing.com. You can purchase it there. For those of you who are outside the United States, you can actually purchase the book on Amazon. And Sister Kajara is really requesting that those of you who want to purchase the book and you live within the United States, that you do go to the website, her website, the Rasekhi website, to actually get the book from there. But if you live outside the United States, it's going to be more convenient for you to purchase it from Amazon. You'll get it a lot quicker that way, and you'll be able to do it. The cool thing is in the book, you also have colored pictures. So you get to see this sister. It is very nicely put together. You get to see the poses there. So if you have any questions about it, again, it's a manual for really working through level one of Kemetic Reiki. So for those of you, I know many of you guys, who want to get into learning the different healing modalities, and some of you already know Reiki and you want to kind of expand that knowledge to really kind of take it back to ancient Kemet, this is something that I definitely recommend that you do, that you really get into Kemetic Reiki and understanding about Rasekhi and how you can use this. In level one, this gives you a great introduction on how you can begin to just go through level one. So everything is in there. Positions, you know, for those of you who understand about these healing modalities, as Sister Kajara was saying, your head, your throat, the front, the back, because our energy centers are both in the front. We usually kind of focus on them when people are talking about those seven chakras. They usually focus on the front. But one of the things that's important is that those chakras also permeate through the back. They also connect themselves, of course, to organs and different points within the body. And she goes through those to show you how to do those. Those movements are there. So for the crown, balancing out the hemisphere, for the pineal gland and the pituitary gland, how to do the third eye, the throat chakra, the sacral chakra, the root, all of these particular different energy centers, and really give you some affirmations and also some visuals to go along with them, which is really, 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 really cool. So it's a lot of good stuff in this book, and it's quite lengthy. It really is a workbook. It's not just a book that you would pick up and read. You will be working in this book, which is really, really great, and it will give you sort of that ancient knowledge so that you can begin to bring this back, this knowledge back online for yourself and really get into these healing modalities. Lots of vibrations are in there that you can do, different things about ascension and learning and understanding about them, and just really connecting yourself on all levels. So it really is, it really is excellent information. It was wonderfully done, definitely from your heart. And lots of powerful information. I really have enjoyed it.
Thank you so much, Dua.
So, you guys, well, it's so much that we can still talk about and that we will continue to talk about. I also want you to talk about your classes and some of the certifications, because this is something that if someone is interested, they can actually get certified in being able to use Rasekhi on themselves, or even perhaps maybe share this with others as well. Do you want to talk about that?
Yes, definitely. We do have quite a few things coming up this year. We will be doing a class this month, February 22nd through the 24th. We'll be in Oakland, California, at the Whole Healing Arts Expo, and that's going to be at the Home of Peace. We're going to do Kemetic Reiki Level 1 and 2 on Sunday, the 24th, and if you are interested, you can register online for that class. We also will be there doing healing sessions, pendulum reading, chakra balancing, book signings and things on Saturday the 23rd, I believe the time is 10 to 6 at the Home of Peace. And I would love to see you all there. If there are any listeners here from California, from Oakland, California, out telling that you listened to Miss Blue's show.
Yes.
We have a
it's
special
a
gift for you. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be on the East Coast, the Southeast, in March. We're doing a class in Fort Lauderdale, March the 24th, Kinetic Reiki Level 1 and 2 in Fort Lauderdale. And we're going to also do a free Raseki healing share on Saturday, the 23rd, and that's going to be in Fort Lauderdale as well. And for those who are interested, you can email or also visit the website for more information. And my email address is rasekitemple@gmail.com. That's rasekitemple@gmail.com. And then in April, we are going to have a retreat in Hot Springs, North Carolina. We're going to just be doing some Raseki for the sisters. That is going to be the Women's Empowerment Retreat. And that information is on the Facebook group. If you go to our page at Facebook, it's Raseki Arts Temple on Facebook. You can get information about that. We'll also have the flyer posted on the website very soon. May, we are having a retreat. So this will be the first retreat because we often do them for people to take classes. But this year we're going to do a retreat for people who want to come and experience our African healing modalities for themselves and just relax. So we're calling this one the Release and Feel the Peace Retreat. And that is going to be May 17th through the 19th in Asheville, North Carolina. We're going to be offering the Raseki Energy Healing Sessions. We have a massage therapist coming. Sister Jennifer and Ma'at will be doing Kinetic Yoga with us. We're going to also have raw food prepared there. We'll be doing body wraps, ear candling, readings, consultations, a little nature walk. And so it's going to be a very fun-filled, healing, rejuvenating weekend. That information is also on the website. And then we are also doing our fourth annual Solstice Retreat. So we do Kinetic Reiki Level 1, 2, and 3 on the solstice weekend, and we always like to do that on the ocean front. We love to have that combination of the sun and the water and our beautiful healing classes. So we invite the public, whoever is interested, to come to do the Level 1 and 2 class, and then those who have taken Level 1 and 2 and are prepared to go into that Level 3 session. They start at that time, or some are also coming to complete their Level 3 year. So that is definitely a beautiful, uplifting weekend. We do purification rites for air, fire, water, and earth. So we do like water ceremonies, we do some fire ceremonies, some earth cleansing, and then, of course, the air cleansing as well. So it's definitely a beautiful experience. That's the weekend of June 21st through the 24th, and that information and registration is online at www.rasekihealing.com. And we have not fully published our fall schedule just yet, but we do have some wonderful, exciting things coming up in the fall as well, and even in the end of the summer, we'll be doing a few more classes. We also have other teachers teaching as well, So we'll be having some classes in Canada, and our sister Shani is doing classes in Toronto, Canada this year. And her first class is February the 17th. You can find information about that on the Facebook page. And on the website, we're going to post that information. We also have Sanuk Satra, who will be doing classes in Atlanta, and also our Sanuk Kamara, who will be doing classes in the Maryland, D.C. area as well. So we definitely are working to share the healing energy with as many people as we can, because it's time for us to heal, time for us to shift and to better ourselves and to grow. And so that's what Zaseki is all about. And definitely I want to mention that we are doing a cruise this year, and that's going to be in December. Yeah, we're going to Jamaica and Haiti, and we're going to have the special guest, Dr. Delbert Blair, with us. So
oh,
this
beautiful.
Is going to be, yeah, we are so excited. I'm going to be officiating a wedding on the trip. So it's going to be, yes, a couple decided they wanted to get married on the cruise. We were like,
oh,
what the fuck?
That's
be so beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah, definitely. So we're looking forward to that. That information is online, or you can also contact Honor and Glory Travel. And that's Alicia Kier. She's on Facebook as well, Alicia Kier. And I believe I covered all of the classes that are coming up. We also will be doing healing shares in different cities, in Atlanta, in Chicago, and in D.C. For now, because we want people to experience, have an opportunity to experience the healing for themselves. And we have practitioners, practitioners in those cities as well, in Birmingham. We have Sister Lauren. We have in Connecticut. We have several practitioners in Atlanta and in D.C. and in Chicago. So we do have a listing of practitioners and teachers in the book as well as online on the website. So if anyone wants to have a healing session, definitely reach out, because they are ready to do the work, and we'll be doing some healing shares, and that is just a special time for anyone to come who wants to experience the healing. If you have any ailments or other things that you're dealing with and you want to experience Raseki for yourself, you can check our website and check our calendar. And we always list the events that are coming up on the website.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. And lots of great things going on. And so it's always good when we can find brothers and sisters who are doing the work, definitely like yourself and many others. And, of course, Dr. Delbert Blair, who's been on the remix as well before several times, as well, so that's going to be really exciting. So, you guys, definitely lots of things to reach out to, lots of things to take advantage of, as we have Sister Kajara here. Now, one of the other things that we sort of talked about, and we thought this would be really, really cool for you guys tonight, is that Sister Kajara does readings. And as you guys know, everybody has their own very unique way of doing readings. And she does ancestral readings. And so you want to talk about that, because you guys will get a chance to get a taste of that here tonight.
All right. When we work with energy, then you can also do many things, and as well as connect with that hall of knowledge. And so doing the ancestral readings, we're able to access information about someone. Specifically, we do general readings, which help one to connect with messages from the ancestors. A lot of times we hear things, or we might even have a dream about something. and then we really don't pay attention to it. But then that's really a message coming from the other side trying to give us guidance. And so ancestral reading can help to get those kind of messages to come through, or other questions that you may have, you can also ask and get answers to. So Raspeki readings, we definitely work with the ancestors. We work with different spirit guides. And through that, we're able to get information about different things. You know, it's really, it's no limit to what we can find out.
That's right. That's right. There is no limit. And so, you guys, here's what you can do, because you're in for a treat tonight. I'm going to be doing readings as well. We're both going to be doing readings, so you kind of get two for one. You get to call in, and we're both going to do readings for everyone. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines if you want to get a reading from Sister Kajara and also a reading from myself. And so we're going to go to the phone lines and go ahead and get started. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm about ready.
All right. All right, so we're going to go to the first caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 973. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, greetings. This is Joyce. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Okay, greetings to you, Joyce.
Oh, greetings. Yeah, I'm calling in for a reading.
Okay. Sister Kajara?
All right, Joyce. How are you this evening?
I'm fine, thank you.
And did you have any specific questions that you wanted to ask about?
Well, I guess the general area would just be a past relationship.
Okay. And can you give me your name, your full name?
Yes, Joyce Laurie Smith.
Okay. I see that relationship brought you quite a bit of sadness, maybe some loss. And really, the place that you're in now is a place of balance, even if it might not feel like it. That was really a destructive relationship for you. And so, you know, you have been brought out of it for your highest good, but you don't feel good about it. And so you're kind of like out of balance with yourself. But there's the way things are is balance. That's what your ancestors want you to know.
Okay, I can feel that.
All right, I'm going to give you something, and I definitely am picking up some of those same things as Sister Kajara. When it comes to the past relationship, and I don't know if you have us on speakerphone, because we're getting, like, some really bad feedback. So we're
on speakerphone. I have my headphones on. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Is that better?
That is better. One of the things that I want to tell you, Joyce, is that with this past relationship, there was some missing things that you missed in this relationship. And in that particular relationship, what comes up for me, and I see her very, very clearly, is the goddess of love and compassion. And that's the one thing that you did not give to yourself in that relationship. You gave it to your partner in the relationship, but you wasn't able to give yourself love and compassion. And so that was the number one thing. With love and compassion, a couple of things come out. And that's wisdom.
And once you were able to get into, because there was a point where you actually were able to tap into love and compassion for yourself and say, no more. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to spend nights worrying. I'm not going to do this, all of this up and down. I almost feel like I'm on a roller coaster ride in this relationship. And one of the things that I'll tell you is that now you're starting to see the true vision. But what's coming with that is wisdom. Because here's what's going to happen in about 2 to 3 months. You're actually going to have an opportunity to start this over again. And so this is really where those things are going to have to come into place. And you're going to have to know that you have to have love and compassion for yourself, even while in a relationship. And sometimes that can be a little tough.
Okay, when you say another chance at it, you mean with the same person or just overall?
No, you're going to have another chance with someone else coming into the picture. And, of course, even in this relationship, you guys are not completely done with each other. But you know that already.
Okay.
You know that. You guys aren't completely done with each other. And remember, just because you're out of a relationship from a person, it doesn't mean you don't take the good, because it was a lot of good. It was a lot of lessons learned. It was a lot of love that was there. It was also a lot of betrayal, but this relationship started out on very, very rocky grounds at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, take that wisdom with you. That is the one thing, particularly when it comes to us as women, that we can take with us, and it can help you to move forward. So take all of this wisdom. Have love and compassion for yourself. As Sister Kajara was telling you, you're in that place right now. Continue to move forward. Learn how to love yourself. Learn how to give yourself compassion. All of that forgiveness that you were willing to just throw away senselessly, give yourself that forgiveness too. And you'll see that be returned to you.
Okay.
All right. So peace
okay.
and love
thanks.
To you. And
okay.
thanks for calling
peace
in.
Peace and love. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Peace and love.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 646. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and give us your full name.
Hello?
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi. This is Joanny Campuzano from New York.
Okay. Greetings to you.
Hi. I love your show.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. All right, Sister Kajara, did you get that from her?
Yes, peace and blessings.
Hello.
Thanks so much. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very thankful.
Good. So I want a reading regarding my career path. If I'm doing... Like, I just want to know if it's what I'm supposed to do in this lifetime.
Okay. And can you repeat your name for me?
Joanny Campuzano.
And what part of New York are you calling from?
Right now, on Manhattan.
Oh, you're in Manhattan. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. You in the city. You're in the
yeah.
city. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm from Brooklyn, Brooklyn.
Yeah. Okay, Joanna. From what I'm seeing, you really are not doing what you were sent here to do. And I don't see that you're really happy about what you're doing. You really don't feel good about it. I'm thinking or seeing that you need to maybe think about doing some more studies, maybe going back to school, thinking about the things that you really are interested in doing. And learning more about those things, even if it's something totally different from what you're doing right now.
Okay.
Because you have the blessings coming to you, but not in this career choice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, I'm excited because I see a whole bunch of clothes around you. A whole bunch of clothes. Mm-hmm. I see clothes everywhere, like clothes. And I just want to jump in there and put some of these clothes on to see, look, they are amazing. They are amazing. So I just had to get that out because while Sister Kajara was kind of working her magic there, I was seeing all these clothes, and I'm like, wow, look at all of these clothes. And so one of the things I'll tell you that kind of goes exactly what Sister Kajara was saying is right now, and this is a tricky stage, and I know Sister Kajara can speak on this too, it's what I call that energy of the phoenix rising. And so whenever that phoenix rising is coming upon you, it's almost like we're going through a resurrection. You know, it's almost like you're becoming new and you sort of kind of go through the cycle of what we call life and rebirth again. And you just come out and you're just completely different. It's almost like the butterfly and the cocoon. And when it comes out, it is this beautiful butterfly. And so where I see you at is that you are a brand new beginner.
Yeah.
You are completely without skills, and it's going to be a lot of changes coming upon you. So I'm curious to know, because I really feel that where your heart lies for you, I mean, there's many people that say they're a fashionista, but you are the fashionista, like for real. Like you and clothes and just designing them, putting them together, I really see that energy very heavy, and you have a love for really clothes and really an eye for textures and fabrics. I think some of it is part of your past life, but we're not going to go there right now. So tell me about what you're doing now and what is truly in your heart.
Well, right now I'm in school. I quit my job. I recently quit my job. And I'm studying to be an acupuncturist. So,
Go ahead.
But it's like this back and forth thing. Like, I really love it. I like the whole holistic medicine. But I don't know.
Yeah, you do love it, like Sister Kajara says, but it's a part of who you are. But is it what you came to do? What you came to do has to do, honey, I'm just going to tell you, it has to do with clothes. It really does. What is your connection with you and clothes?
Well,
with
clothes?
It makes it laugh.
I like clothes. I love clothes.
I am 100%.
I never thought about.
Yeah, I think you need to do what Sister Kajara said. You kind of need to filter yourself out some more. It doesn't mean that you won't go to acupuncture school and you won't get that certification and that can't be a part of your path. But I want you to explore. I'm right with her on this. Explore some more things. I don't think you looked at enough stuff. And here's the thing that sometimes as conscious brothers and sisters, if we use that word, we get a little twisted. We think that if we're at home being a mother, or if we're somewhere being a fireman, or if we're somewhere doing what we would call a mundane job, that that cannot be our work, that that cannot somehow be spiritual for us, and that cannot be so far from the truth. One of the things that our ancestors never did is they never separated things. And who I am, who I show up, is me everywhere I go. I don't have to necessarily be in a particular environment for me to radiate the love that I feel for my people, to have my consciousness lifted. I can do that whether I'm talking to somebody in the mall or if I'm here sitting on the remix. Does that make sense? The time that we're in right now, this origin that we're in, it requires you to bring all of you to the table and really live more authentically in that. And so I say explore some more. Take a look, you know, take a look and, you know, research, because there's all kinds of things out there that you can do. You know, who knows? You may be dressing up on a cruise somewhere one day.
Okay.
Yes. All right.
Well, okay,
beautiful.
Thank you, Ms. Lou.
All right, you're welcome. Beautiful.
And thank you
beautiful.
For seeing you.
Oh, you're
okay.
Welcome.
Good night.
Good night. Peace and love to you. Oh, that was fun. That was fun. We're going to go to the next caller. You're calling in from area code 910. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 910?
Yes, hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings.
Greetings, greetings. Hi, it's Sister Congo from California. Peace, how are you doing, you and Cecilia?
Oh, greetings. Wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Thank you.
All right, peace and blessings. Do you have a specific question tonight?
Oh, yes. I was, you know, I was interested in a reading, and I guess I was curious about just my connection with my ancestors. I guess sometimes I feel a bit disconnected from their energy. So I was just, you know, asking about that.
You want a reading about your connection? You feel like you're disconnected from your ancestors?
Sometimes, yeah. I really want a kind of closer connection to them.
Do you pour libations for your ancestors?
Oh yes, ma'am, I do. I always pour red wine on my altar. I've been doing that for a couple weeks now. Just pouring wine to them.
Okay. And can you say your name for me, your full name?
Oh, my full, like my given birth name?
You can give me the name that you go by.
Oh, Sister Congo.
All right. Sister Congo, did you have, was there anyone who gave you guidance on working with your ancestors?
I'm so sorry, I missed that.
Oh, I was just asking, was it a certain way that you were working with your ancestors? Were you just inspired to do it, or did someone give you a certain way to do it?
Oh, no, I didn't have any certain special type of way. A lot of times when I'm doing visualizations, when I'm meditating, I really try to just be open and receive any type of messages that they'd be willing to give. I guess it's really just really wanting to connect with certain specific ones, almost as like you were speaking earlier, just about spiritual guides. Like I feel like I just haven't connected with any like ones in particular. You know what I mean? Like a grandmother, a great grandmother, or just anybody from my past. Like I feel like I get insight, but it's like I really couldn't connect it to. You know, like anyone specifically, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of just would like a more, I guess, a more personal, clear connection so I know, like, okay, well, this, I know I can go to, you know, this, connect with this particular ancestor for this or that, you know, just kind of like a closer, more clear connection with specific ancestors.
I am seeing that you have quite a few ancestors around you.
Okay.
Mhm. I'm seeing a mother and a father with you.
and then another okay. strong male ancestor with you.
Okay. Okay.
So, there are many books, or you might want to look online or look at a video. I have some information in my book about working with your ancestors, but I'm feeling that really it's just a matter of time, number one, is because if you just really started working with them, it just might take a little more time to build up the relationship and communication with them. And
okay.
then also it takes that consistency, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That does mean a lot to them, and especially when you are beginning to establish your connection with them. You want to be consistent. So, you know, pouring that libation every day, if you don't have particular names, you can ask for your benevolent ancestors or your helpful ancestors or your righteous ancestors to come forth. And you do want to be specific about that because you don't want to be calling up ancestors who didn't live in a good way. So
Right. Okay,
but,
right.
But they definitely appreciate, you know, when we reach out from our heart. And sometimes it's just it takes a little bit more time and energy, finding out a few more things. You might want to learn how to build an altar space for them. And then, you know, but when you're open to it, they will come.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Okay. I could definitely see that. Yeah.
All right. Let me ask you a question. Tell me about your mother.
Oh, my mother. I view her as just one of the greatest women in the world. I have a whole lot of love for her. She is like, to me, she's like the epitome of just everything that a beautiful woman is. Just in every way, she's just so loving and so supportive, and she's just one of the most beautiful people I know.
That's beautiful, because actually, you know, I'm working with the Kim deck here, and the card that came up was your mother, and that's going to be your gateway to connect with your ancestors. Let me tell you one of the most powerful things that you can do. And it is important that we do connect with those ancestors, those who were here before us. But one of the things I want you to also keep in mind is that the same blood that flowed through the ancestors flowed through you. So in a lot of cases, we are the ancestors too. So that connection is already there, like Sister Kajara was telling you. It's there. You just really got to trust and really open your heart enough so that you can get the connection to flow into you and really remove any kind of expectations that you may have to receive things. Because one thing that our ancestors and spirit guides don't do is they are not here to live our lives for us. So they are not here. They do help and they do assist us in many different ways. And some of those are not even ancestors that we even know. We have some that are here that are just sort of guardians to us that we have connected to many, many different lifetimes. But if you really, truly want to be able to connect with your ancestors, sit down and have a conversation with your mother and allow that beautiful energy from your mother. Have her tell you stories about when she was young, about her mother and about her grandmother, these stories that she remembered. A lot of our information when it comes to us through people was not passed down through books and writing, but it was through mouth to ear. And this is how our ancestors made those divine connections. And so if you want to open up that portal, you want to open up that gateway, the goddess Mayat, which is card number 14 in the deck, and whenever she comes up for me and me working with this deck, it is the connection with your mother. And so have that conversation with your mother. Set the positive intention to welcome all of your ancestors that you want to connect with to come through to you. And that's going to help to open up that channel in ways that you've never seen before.
Okay, awesome. Okay, cool. All right. Yeah, definitely.
All right. So peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in. And call back and let us know how that goes for you, too.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Many of you guys on the phone lines, wow, calling in from area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Blue?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
How you doing, Miss Blue? My name is Corey Pinkney. I'm calling out of Baltimore.
Okay. Greetings to you. What's your name?
My name is Corey Pinkney.
Okay, Corey. Greetings to you. And Sister Kajara is here.
Sister Kajara, it's a pleasure speaking with you.
Oh, it's a pleasure to speak with you as well. Peace and blessings.
Thank you. Miss Blue, I just wanted to say that you are a blessing to our people. You do a great job. I've been listening to you for the past few years now, and I just wanted to thank you for the work you do. You have tremendous patience, tremendous insight, and you are just a blessing.
Oh, well, thank you for that. That does my heart well to hear that. I'm glad you called in. I'm glad you called in. Yeah. Thank you for that. Thank you. You guys are a blessing, too. This is what makes it wonderful to have the sister, like the sister who's on, and all of the Remix family from all over the world. And we're just here learning and sharing and growing together. And that's what I love about it so much. Yeah.
I was calling because I wanted the reading also, and I've been wanting one for a long time. My situation is that I'm in a separation. I'm soon to be divorced, and I've been dealing with a lot of anger issues and trying to release that anger. And also, I'm in a situation finally where I may have an opportunity. I will have an opportunity to start my own business, and I just wanted to know a few things. One being, will I ever let go of this anger? That's one. And two, being I am in a good situation to do this business finally now, will I stick with it? And what things do I need to do to make sure I stay on the path? But sometimes consistency is really a nemesis of mine.
Wow, you gave us a whole mouthful.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Sorry about that.
I was looking for a pen. I don't know about Sister Kajara, but I was looking for a pen. Like, I need to write some of this down. We need to break this up.
Sorry about that. But it's tough getting in on this line, so I was like, this is my one shot. This is my one shot.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Yes. I hope you did catch it all over there, Miss Blue. But what I did pick up is that the way that you came forth with your questions actually is a part of your answer. And so you're asking, will I have or will I be able to stick with it or will I be able to do this? And really that's up to you. You know, I cannot tell you, will you be able to do it? And it's up to you to make up your mind to do it, because we all know that when we really want to do something, we find a way to do it. We all know that. So, you know, when you really make up your mind to go forth and put your energy towards it, then you'll make it happen for yourself. So we don't have to really read on that. Now, for things that you can do to help yourself to stick with it, then I'm saying that really working with more of your creative side, more of a feminine side of yourself, bringing that part of yourself forth in a positive way, and that might mean being more patient, being a little bit more nurturing, and definitely more creative with your ideas, more flexible. You know, don't be so stubborn about your ways, maybe.
Right. I can be stubborn. Right. Yeah.
You know, bring a little softness as I'm speaking, you know, I'm hoping that you're feeling that energy coming forth. And so those things would definitely bring you, and I'm seeing that it's going to bring you some success and many of the things that you are designed to have once you do put your mind forward to do it.
I appreciate that.
That was beautiful. Corey, it's Corey,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Corey, here's a couple of things, Corey. I feel really, really good about this business. that you're about to embark on. I feel really, really good about it. I don't know what it is, but I feel really, really good. It's a good space for you. Two things I want you to keep in mind. One, when it comes to the relationship and it comes to a lot of the anger and a lot of the pain, I want you to know that even though when we're in relationships, we exchange energy, two things happen. And in this relationship for you, and I know it was tough because you really gave it your all and you kind of put yourself out there, and really what happened is your ego got bruised. And nobody likes for their ego to get bruised. That's one of the hardest things to get over. We can get over a lot of things in relationships, but when the ego gets bruised, that's pretty tough. And so that's what you're dealing with. But the number one thing for you is to trust. You're going to have to trust yourself, because what I don't want you to do, and I already see you setting this up for yourself, is that somehow you felt like this relationship held you back from who you are, and that now that you're not in this relationship, you are finally a free man, and you finally get to do what you want to do. You get to do it how you want to do it, and no one can hold you back, and now you're going to be so creative, and now you can go out and change the world. That is so far from the truth. I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
Oh, Lord.
But that so far from the truth. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to sit down, because I believe in the power of the pen. And what you need to do is you need to get all of this anger out. You need to write it out. Write a letter. Write it out. Not a letter, not something you would ever personally say to the person, to their face, but I want you to write it out, put it on paper, email it to yourself if you want to email it, because we can use electronic things, or you can actually physically, because I believe in the power of the written word, to write it and mail it to yourself. When the letter comes back, open it up, use it as sort of a ritual ceremony. It's sort of a way for you to energetically release yourself from the relationship, from the pain. And when the letter comes back, read it again, sit in your sacred space, get some quiet time, maybe put on some music, light a candle, and sign the letter and burn it. Burn it so all of that energy can go back into the ether and be recycled for positive air. Then what I want you to do is to take a bath for 3 nights in a row, because this is going to help stabilize your emotions. And then sit down and take a good look at Corey, all of Corey, every single part, because until you can accept all of you, then the same situation that was recreated in this relationship, you'll take that and create it with your business. And suddenly you'll have this love-hate relationship with something that you wanted to do so much. And then the energy won't be there. And then you'll start to make excuses for why. Because one thing about you, and people who know you, Corey, know this to be true. You're a perfectionist.
Yeah.
And your perfectionism leads to procrastination.
You're right.
Accept all of you. Accept where you are is perfect and exact. Take the lessons you learn. So what about your bruised ego? Smile and keep walking.
But you know what's blue? The things that happened, I didn't have coming. So help me. I just didn't have that stuff.
Well, let me tell you this. You feel you did not have them coming, but let me tell you something. Everybody is operating in free will. And a lot of times, and I know this is harsh to understand, you guys, and we don't have enough time for me and Sister Gajara to tell you guys about this, but some relationships and some of us have literally come back, and I kind of put us in different schools, and you're in the school of love, and we think that that's just about peace and harmony, and we would love it to be that way, but in order for you to truly understand love, you have to see it from many different angles. And right now, you want to be the victim, but that don't look good on you. You're not a victim. You made some choices here when you already knew what the outcome was going to be. You have to accept that. If you don't accept that, Corey, what you have to then accept that someone else is going to rule your life for you. Do you want that?
Yeah, that's right. You're right. I don't want that. You're right. You're right.
Yes. I know it's tough now, trust me, but write that letter. Get all of that anger out. Get it all out. Just put it all on paper and release it from yourself. Release it because it's poison for you. It is poison. You know, there was a saying I put up on Facebook, and it said, you know, I can't even remember the exact saying, but it's a Buddha saying. It talks about anger, and it talks about pain.
Right.
That's poison for you. That does nothing for the other person. That's poison. You're taking poison. Anytime that you sit and give energy, because we know what you focus on, what we give attention to, is what we're manifesting in this world. Remember, Sister Kajara spoke about, and in her book, she talks about words of power, and they are true words of power. In the Bible, the power of life and death is in the tongue, but it's your tongue. And so words that you speak today, thoughts that you think today, is creating your tomorrow. So every minute that you spend hating, that you spend being the victim, that you spend doing this, it is creating that much more for you in the future. And so, yes, allow yourself that time. I'm not saying don't be human, because Miss Blue is a very emotional chick. And anybody who knows me knows my ass is emotional. I believe in expressing emotion. But you have to have some limits. Set yourself a guideline. Say 5 minutes today. I'm going to get all of this out. And whatever you need to do, scream, shout, dance, bang on the pillow. And after the 5 minutes, I want you to say, okay, so I'm done. And you're going to notice that you're going to say 5 minutes is taking too long. I'm going to cut this down to 3, and then I'm going to cut it down to 2, and then soon to 1, and then some to 0.
All right.
All right? So that's what we got for you.
Take 3 baths. So after the letter comes back, take the 3 baths.
Let's do it 3 nights in a row. It's going to help. Water. You know, we are made up of so much of water. And, you know, our bodies, 93%, all of our cells, everything, your brain function, water. And our ancestors understood the power of water. It's one of the most powerful elements out there. So you want to connect with water. It's going to help to, it governs emotions. It will help to stabilize you.
All right, I'm going to do that. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right, well, call us back, because we want to hear about this, Corey. You got a lot of it. We want to hear about this.
I will.
All right,
will call
peace
back.
And love
Thank
to you.
Thank you. Peace and love. Thank you.
All right. All right, you guys, we are live here with the Sister Kajara here giving live readings here. So we're going to go to the next caller, and they are calling from the same area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Okay, my name is Tammy, calling from Atlanta.
Okay, greetings, Tammy.
Hi, Miss Blue. Hi, Sister Kajara.
Hello.
I love you guys. This is a very good share. I'm loving it.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you.
My question is basically, well, I kind of have two, but it's really trying to understand my life purpose and my aura. I had a aura reading, a picture actually done yesterday, and my family went, and they had all these beautiful rainbow colors, and everything just looked so beautiful. And then you get to my picture, and it's just like solid, and I don't know.
What color was it? Is it
reddish orange?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the aura is the reflection of your energy, what you're thinking, what you're feeling. And so those colors, red and orange, really are usually associated with, like, warrior-type energy.
Oh.
Yeah. And aggression, passion, people associate them with the root chakras. I don't know anything about that, but that deals with your stability, your ability to take care of yourself, things like that. So, having that fiery type of nature, but we're having those kind of thoughts, feelings, side of how that. And what was the other question that you had? Oh, about
Just really trying to understand my life purpose. Right now I'm taking some healing classes, and I feel like this is the route that I want to, you know, get into. I'm just not for sure if this is what I was sent here to come back and do. I feel like it is. But I don't know. I just love helping people, but I don't know.
I do see you have some healing energy to work with, doing some massage therapy, doing any work with your hands, any modality that works with your hands you can do. So that leaves a lot for you to work with.
Yeah.
But definitely really have to start also with working with yourself. And really, you know, refining or defining what type of healing you want to do, and then really digging into it more deeply. So this feeling, this wavering feeling, this wondering feeling, from feeling your purpose.
And there's some noise in the background. I'm not sure. You're kind of breaking up a little bit. We want to make sure that we hear you very clear.
Oh, okay. Did you hear what I said, or did you miss something?
I think you said I need to work on myself, and you said just start digging into what healing practices feel good for me. Is that what you were saying?
I'm saying really commit to it.
Okay.
And start, it's like you're kind of into it, but you're not sure. And so that feeling is what is, it's like giving you a cloudiness. And it does have to do with some things from your past, but you've known that you have this healing energy for a while. And so it's even some other things that you haven't considered yet that you have gifts for. I've seen as well, you definitely have a gift. But all people is also begin the work of healing the self as well.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'll tell you this in short. And this is just me, Miss Blue, and my quirkiness. When you were telling me the story about everybody taking these pictures of their auras, I don't know. You know, my whole thing is, one of the things about auras that is just so very unique and beautiful is that it's based upon the energy that's flowing through our body in our thought form. You understand? So that changes. Like, that changes almost more than we change our clothes. Now, there's different levels of the aura field that we can actually begin to tap into. Most of it is going to be the emotional body, and a lot of times you'll see all of those rainbow colors there, and that's pretty much a standard for a lot of people. I'll tell you what I pick up here. I don't think it's anything bad, and we really need to get out of that, and especially you know, really trying to get into healing work. There's no such thing as bad, as anything being bad. You cannot begin to look at this way, because that in itself, you've just given power to something that may not exist. You understand what I'm saying? You're putting that energy out there, and we know that your auras all of that stuff is based on a lot of what you think. Here's what I pick up, a couple of things with you, and I'm not going to go into what the reading was there, but I'll just read your energy and your aura right now, and I'll tell you a couple of things. One, right now what's happening with you, you're struggling with some financial issues, and so that's, that's coming up, you know, because I see, y'all are going to laugh at this, but I hear this song playing, y'all know I'm real crazy, but bands will make her dance. I hear that song playing. I don't know why, but Spirit has a crazy way of talking to me. So I hear bands will make her dance. So I know that money is really one of those things right now. And here's the thing. When we have things like our shelter, our home, our food, that stability, when that gets rocked, there's a whole lot of things that can come out of balance. So what Sister Kajara was telling you to make sure you work on yourself, even as healers, and that's one of the hardest things because we're such givers, that we have to remind ourselves that we got to take care of ourselves, too. We can't just keep making everybody else dance. You get it?
Right.
And that's constantly what you're trying to do is really give so much to everyone else around you that you have got to give to yourself. That's number one. The other thing, and it's interesting that you have this static on the line, but I'll tell you how this works, is what I pick up in you is that one of your senses that's strong, and of course we can do anything that we put our minds to, but it's really your more clairaudience. And clairaudience is about hearing. And when this clairaudience energy is out of balance, we start to hear all kinds of things in the universe. And quite frankly, you're hearing a whole lot of negative stuff because your frequency of yourself is so low. So a couple of things you need to do. You need to really think about your diet, the food that you're putting in your mouth. That's not going to be the stop and starting point, but you need to eat more live fruits and vegetables to help raise your vibration. That's going to be one. And then two, you need to adapt the practice of really beginning to think of yourself in a more positive light. Because then what you'll start to hear is that energy of clairaudience will start to come online for you. Here's a trick you can do, and I used to do this when I was little. When the phone rings, I would guess who was on the phone before I looked at the phone.
Uh-huh.
But when someone would come to the door, I would guess who's at the door before they got to the door. Or if I wanted to see what someone was doing, I would hear my mother speaking to me and then ask her, did she say something throughout the day?
Okay.
Start to begin to do some research on clairaudience and really begin to start to look at these different modalities. But, yes, I will tell you this. You do have some leakage, and I see this leakage coming out your lower back. And so right away, the question I want to ask you is that you've been having back pain.
I haven't been having back pains, actually. I've been feeling really good lately because I've just been doing a lot of spiritual work, and I've been doing your cards and qigong, and so I've been feeling really good. But, you know,
a month ago, really good. That's good that it hasn't manifested itself, but I do see some spillage out your lower back, and then also your adrenal glands are there, too. So you want to make sure that you start to invest time in you. I know you're doing a lot of things, but I want you to really think about this song, Bands Will Make Her Dance. And so begin to ask yourself, whether it's spiritual work or whatever you're doing, why are you doing it? Is it just because bands going to make you dance? Why are you doing it? And really start to check your heart and not to check your mind on why you're doing it. Because a lot of this sounds good, but it's a lot of work, and you really want to invest in those things that is truly coming from your heart.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Thank you. All right. Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. How we doing there, Sister Kajara?
Yeah, doing good over here.
Okay, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller because it's a lot of them here. Calling in from area code 647, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Miss Blue. This is G-Force calling from Toronto, Canada.
Greetings to you, G-Force.
Greetings, Miss Blue. Great show. Listen, I was calling because I wanted to get some more information on the courses that are happening here in my city.
And where do you live? Where do you live? Tell us.
Toronto, Canada. Right downtown.
Okay, beautiful.
All right. We actually do have a class coming up in Toronto. It's February the 17th. And our sister there, her name is Shanie, Chanie. And her email address is etherealshanie, etherealshanie@gmail.com.
Okay.
You can send her an email.
Is that a class for, is it a class or is it a workshop?
She's going to be doing a class there, level one class.
Excuse me? That's a woman's class?
Oh, no, it's not a woman's class. It's a level one. That is the class that it focuses on working on yourself, so it gives you tools that you can use to heal yourself, and it includes the book as well. So all the things that we talked about on the show earlier, you learn in that level one class.
Okay, great. Okay, that sounds perfect. So there's three levels. Is that what's going on with this?
We actually have five levels. The first level is the class, as I said, that focuses on self-healing. We encourage everyone to work on themselves if they want to be healers specifically. They definitely have to start with the first level. Even for those who have practiced Usui Reiki, because it is very different from what we're doing, we do ask that you start with level one, and we do offer discounts to people if you have some experience in the Usui Reiki. Level two is the level where we certify ones as practitioners, and so if you want to be able to do healing work on others, outside of yourself and your family, and you can take the level two class. We don't offer them as often. We do have several requirements for ones who want to be practitioners, because we don't want to have people who are saying they want to do it and they're not really ready to do it. Doing energy work is very powerful, and so we want to make sure everyone is prepared before working on other people.
Mm-hmm.
We have level three, which is for those who are interested in teaching Raseki to others. We only offer that when it's needed, when we have enough people who are ready to go through and who want to go through as teachers. Then they come to the retreat in the summer. Sometimes we also offer retreat in the fall for level three. And we go through all of the requirements or most of the requirements to begin that process so that ones can teach. And then if ones want to continue further, then they could come to another retreat and go through several more initiations and lessons and move to being a healer priest or priestess. That particular person would be able to do divinations, consultations, and other things, priestly duties in an African traditional way, and as well as be a healer and be able to heal in different modalities. So there's several requirements to get to that level. And then we also have the Rakit level, which is the Rakit is the keeper of the knowledge, the one who connects with the ancestors and the spirit guides and actually shares all of the teachings. So, yes, yeah, it's five levels for Prasecki so far.
All right.
Interesting.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. Is that did that answer your question for you?
Yes, Ms. Blue, it does. I was really looking forward to finding out some more information. I already have an email ready to send to. Now, should I just give Shani my phone number and she can contact me? Is that a good thing to do?
Yes, she will call you. She'll respond to your email.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you.
All right.
No problem. Oh, excuse me. I was just saying, if you have any problems, you can also visit our website, and there's a page or a place that you can contact us and put your information in, and I can forward it to her that way as well.
Okay. I already put your website up on my laptop here, and so I was looking at it, and that's
beautiful, beautiful. So you have all of the information, and it's wonderful. If you take the class, definitely come back and let us know how it goes for you. I'm sure you're going to have a wonderful experience.
Okay, Ms. Blue, I will.
All right. Well, peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Peace and love.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 256. You're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, just one second. Let me make sure it's me and take you off the speakerphone.
Yes, it is you. So do take us off speakerphone.
Wonderful. Hi, Ms. Blue. And
greetings.
Blessings to you, and thank you very much for what y'all do. This is James from Huntsville, Alabama. And
James.
Yes, I've visited the show before a couple of times. I was wondering about a reading, if I could have a reading. Right now I'm kind of at a loss. I feel like I'm at my lowest. But, yes, I'm just wondering some words from you.
Okay. I am seeing you've been dealing with some difficulties, some challenges, some feeling like you're fighting a lot of energy. But you are coming to the end of that cycle, actually, and it has been a process to bring you into a different cycle in your life. So I'm seeing that you're going to be doing some traveling. I'm seeing some family energy around. And things being brought to justice and to balance and some healing for you. You're going to have to do some work to bring things really to a better place. It's going to take... it's going to take some work from you. You're going to have to bring yourself back and really work with the spirits, do a lot of affirmations and just surround yourself in as much positive energy as you can to help you to raise that vibration. But you definitely are coming through that dark time.
Thank you, honey.
Oh, James, you know, I got a soft spot for the brothers. That just touched my heart when you said that. So, you know, I'm really glad that you were able to call in tonight to speak with both of us. Let me ask you a question. One of the things that I said, did you just recently lose a job?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I kind of see that. But guess what? Here's a good thing. And I love the way spirit works, because really when you're tapped into that energy, it doesn't matter really how we do our thing that we do. Spirit just kind of lines things up. And I am exactly with Sister Gajara on this. And I pulled a card from you from the Kim deck. And guess what came up?
What's that?
I know you. Yeah, if you could guess, you'd probably be over here with us, right? But you can guess, but check it out. The card that came up for you was get a new story.
A new story.
Get a new story, yes. And let me tell you why I love this card. It is so amazing, because everything that Sister Gajara told you is what is here. It's about action. That means you got to do some work. It's about thought. It's about you really, really taking a look at what you're focusing your energy on, your thoughts, doing affirmations. I call them magical statements.
Yeah.
And it's also about understanding about cause and effect. Because the truth is, James, you hated the job you were on anyway.
Right.
You hated it anyway. So really, in a sense, you kind of got what you asked for. That's the cause and effect. Now, here's the good news. The good news is that within 12 days, this is what Spirit is showing me, within 12 days, you're going to get this divine message from Spirit. Now, it's not anything I want you to go around, and I want you to start looking up in the clouds and start walking around, looking down on the ground, or watching TV. I don't want you to do all that crazy stuff, okay, because we don't want to get you kind of, you know, we got enough of that going on with our people. But I want you to be open, because Spirit is going to send you a message. And here's the cool thing, and I'll just tell you this. I see you have this archway that's open behind you. And I talked about this on one of the shows, that sometimes in our lives there are certain things that happen, and these portals open up. And they actually open up in our energetic magnetic field, like in certain layers of our aura. And inside of there, I see about 9 of your spirit guides. This is a whole nother story, James, so don't make me go there, which usually means that this will probably be your last incarnation here on this planet, one. But I see 9 of them in there, and they're going to be sending messages to you. So these messages, they can happen as Cleon messages. Like, you could be in the grocery store standing behind somebody, and they could be having a conversation, and it answers what you need. You could be watching television, all of a sudden the ad comes up, tells you about a job, boom, it's right there. So I want you to know that within it, and I suck with time, I want you to understand that. I know we're in a time-space reality, but Miss Blue, I raise my hand, I suck with time. But it feels like about 12 days. It feels like 12 days. You're going to see some change there, and you're going to get an opportunity to have another job. And this opportunity is going to come through a woman.
Okay.
It's going to come through a woman. How about that? So you need to call us back and let us know. I've given people names before, and they've called back and verified that, but this is going to come. And this is not based on some magic here, not in that sense. This is what your higher self is wanting for you, the highest part of James that knows what's in the best interest for you and everyone connected to you. So do your work, as we both have stated here for you. That is, really start to have positive expectations about what's happening. Recognize the cause and effect. Recognize the truth. You really didn't like that job. So really, the universe, God, whatever we want to say, the divine, has done you a favor to release you from something you didn't want to do anyway. So now it's time for you to really kind of own your power, stand on your square, get a new story, and start to look forward and not to look backward.
Wonderful. Thank you.
All right.
One last thing. I caught a glimpse of a couple of shows ago, and I heard you say something about some index cards and 75 of them and
yes.
affirmations. Can you explain that for me?
I put it up on the Know Your Magic line, so because
okay.
I know those were a lot of instructions there. But I put it up on the Know Your Magic line and do this. Why don't you why don't you call that number? Let me give it out to you. It would be nice if I knew it, right?
I have it.
You have the number. It's 641-715-3800. And then, of course, the access code. And the access code is going to be 10569#. And, of course, if you have the Remix app, which you can download from the Android market, and you can do that and download to your Android phone, it'll take you straight to the Know Your Magic line, and you can just dial in there. So do that, and then you'll get all of those. Okay?
All right. Thank you, ladies.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love to you. James, holding it down in Alabama.
All right. Wonderful. Thank you very much. Much blessed.
All right. Much blessings to you. Peace and love. All right. See, all it takes is just two sisters, and your energy level goes from 0 to 1,000. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 615. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hold on one second. Let me take you off of speakerphone. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Everybody got us on speaker, boy. We all over the world tonight.
Okay, I'm here. Hi, Miss Blue. Hi, ladies. How y'all doing today?
Hi, how are
you?
Tonight,
brother.
Who's on the line?
How you all doing tonight? I'm fine. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. We can hear you.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Hi, my name is JR, and I'm actually calling in from Nashville, Tennessee. And the point of my phone call is I actually want a reading because right now I guess I'm going through the process of really trying to find heart of who I really am. And I'm hearing a lot of people in my ear right now giving me a lot of different advice for my loved ones, for my friends, for my coworkers, and I'm having trouble of deciphering of what to listen to and what not to listen to. And I'm just really trying to gather it all together and be the best person that I can be, but I feel that I'm battling myself, and I kind of need to know which route to take.
And what is it that you want to do?
What I want to do? Well, I'm actually an artist myself. I'm a musician, so I actually want to get in the business of being able to entertain people, and I've always, since I've been a little boy, have been able to entertain people, and that's my passion, that's my drive, that's my love, just music in general, acting, the arts, the fine arts has been something that I've always been exposed to, and that's what I really want to do and can do quite well, but sometimes I just feel that I get distracted and sometimes I even block my energy flow toward even being able to bring out my full creative side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm really seeing that you're going through a transformation of sorts, and I'm seeing that energy. You're searching and trying to figure it out, and really, it's like you have a spiritual disconnect going on. Disconnected. You want to work to reconnect lower and your higher self, and work to reconnect with that spiritual side of yourself more, because listening to all of these people has got you torn, like you said, and, you know, this is about you. Really, no one can tell you what's best for you. That's for you to know. But you have to be more sure and build that confidence within yourself, build that trust within yourself, and move with that type of energy.
Okay.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. What was your name again?
J.R.
J.R. J.R. You know, interesting, J.R. One of the things that I will say, I know you said that it's like everybody is constantly in your ear and they're constantly, like, talking to you, trying to give you advice. Well, the good thing is we don't, I don't give out advice, and I don't believe Sister Kajara does either. We give you spiritual insight that we're giving you, which is different. And the reason I want to tell you that is, here's the good thing. Even though all of these people are giving you all of this advice, JR, and they're saying all of this, guess what? Guess what?
Yeah, what? I'm sorry.
I said, guess what?
Okay.
You're not listening to them. And you never have. I mean, I'm
okay.
Sorry, you know, you're not listening to them, and that's the honest truth, and you haven't listened to them. Now, I'm sure it can be irritating for people to constantly tell you things over and over again, but the truth of the matter is, and I know you want me to really kind of give it to you as it's being given to me, is that you're not listening to them. And so what's happening is it's causing a friction within your house. It's causing a friction within those close relationships there because they feel as though you can't hear them and you feel they cannot hear you. And so there is that wall that has been driven there. Your passion that you have for entertaining people and for just expressing yourself creativity, that is there. And you're a very talented brother. I see musical notes all around you. And
yeah,
whenever I see
right.
these musical, I see those musical notes, that really is a good thing because I know that you are one of these people who like to entertain and you want to be able to do that. But here's something I want you to also understand. It doesn't exclude you because you have this passion from other responsibilities that you've committed yourself to. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah, and that's the biggest beef everybody has with you. And so here's the thing. You get to decide. This is not coming from Miss Blue giving you a judgment, but you don't get to say, I don't want to pay my bills because I want to work on my music when you've entered into these agreements with your family and people that you've entered into these other agreements with because that is also a part of your work. Does that make sense?
It does.
So you have to find a balance within yourself and also within your home structure. One of the things that I will tell you that I see very, very clearly is that in your sacred space, you need to do some feng shui. You need to do some cleaning because it's a lot of old energy there. I see that things are in disarray and disorder. These things are out of place. And this is a representation of everyone's energy that is there.
Okay.
So
okay.
A way to open up the communication, and this is how we started. Sister Kajara took us into a beautiful heart meditation to really have that clear communication with what is truly in your heart. I would encourage you to definitely go back, clear the clutter that's in your house, clear the dismay that's in your house. And as you're doing that, what it will do on a symbolic level, because even though we may have altars inside of our house, one of the things, and I've done many shows on feng shui, is to help you understand, as soon as you step across your threshold of your home, you have entered your altar. Your whole home is your altar. Everything in there. Not just the pretty little space where you want to put the flowers and the pictures. Everything is your altar. And so your foundation needs to come from that clear place. And when you can clear that communication with your family, let them know what's in your heart so that you guys can sit down and work together. Because you've made some other agreements here that you also came back to do. And you don't just get to say, And if you do, you need to communicate that and say, look, I don't want to pay no bills. I don't want to be in a relationship. I don't want nothing to do with y'all. I just want to go off and do my music.
Wow.
If that be the case, communicate that honestly. Because right now you're not being honest about what you want to do. But know that to follow your passion and to follow your dream, it doesn't give you an excuse to not take care of your other commitments that you have committed yourself to. And that's what your family's problem is. It's not that they don't support you. It's not that they don't think you're great at what you do. They just want you to bring that into some balance and also take care of your other responsibilities. All right? You still with me? I don't think he's there no more, but I think he got the gist of what I was saying.
Okay.
It looks like he's still on the phone lines, but we can't hear him, so maybe he pressed me by mistake. But
can you hear me? Can you hear him?
Yes, we can hear him.
Button on by accident. I was listening to everything that you were saying, but my ear hit the mute button. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, that's okay. As long as you got the message, that's all we care about.
I heard everything that you said, yes.
All right, so you got it? You want to know how you're going to be able to entertain? You got to entertain them people you already made that first agreement with. Give them the damn concert. Clean up the house. Have a clean-up party. And then communicate all of that beautiful stuff to them.
Thank you so much, Ms. Blue. Thank you so much. You're a blessing. Peace and love to both of you all, ladies.
All right. Peace and love to you, too. And thanks for calling in. All right, you guys. Listen, we have 42 minutes left to go. It's in the form. Having a wonderful share here tonight. I want the sister, and I call her Sister Kajara. She also goes by other names that you guys know. But I want her to give out her website, all of the websites. You guys can find it. You need to go get that book. Because kinetic Reiki, you guys, is some very powerful information in there to help you. So, Sister Kajara?
Yes, Ms. Blue, it is a wonderful time. I thank you so much. My website is www.rasekihealing.com, and that's RASEKHIHEALING.com. And we have the information about the classes, about the cruise. We have pictures from our past retreats and classes so you get an opportunity to see what we do. We do work with crystals. We work with pendulums. We work with sound therapy and color therapy. We work with symbols in our healing and mantras, the power of our voices. So it's some very powerful work, the energy healing work. Can heal and balance your emotional, spiritual, mental, and physical bodies. So definitely it's good for everyone. And if anyone has any questions, I would love to answer any questions anyone might have as well.
All right. Well, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so now we're going to keep going. It is so many people on the phone lines. Already know we're not going to get to all of you, but we are going to keep going. And you guys know how to reach out to Sister Kajara, and you can connect with her as well, too. So now we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 941. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes. Greetings, who's on the line?
My name is Jakari, and I'm calling from Bradenton, Florida.
What's your name?
Jakari.
Jakari. Oh, it's
yes.
A beautiful name.
Thank you. Basically, my question is, I've been going through a lot the last 2 years, and finally making a decision to get it all together. And I want to know if this time is going to be everything I expect it to be.
Okay. All right.
I would say that what I'm seeing, we have to remember that sometimes the things that we want and things that we plan is not in divine order for what is intended for us. So I'm saying that you're going to want to remember that because things might not go quite as you plan for them to go. But it's going to be all right. They will be going in a way that they should go. And so you're going to have to be flexible and have some understanding and kind of like go with the flow of things. Also, make sure that you are very wise about the decisions. Make sure you take time to get advice about what you're doing, get some research for yourself before you make big decisions. That's going to be really important for you in what you're doing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just want to give you a really big hug. I want to give you a really big hug there, a really, really big hug. I know sometimes things can be really tough. You know, we can go through, you know, these tough times in our lives. The good thing is they don't last forever, or they don't have to last forever. I wish I could say that this was a place that was new for you, and that typically you are this guy that's just full of life and you're just upbeat, but that so hasn't been the case. Let me ask you a question. What happened when you were 19 years old? Because Spirit is showing me this is a big marker for you. What happened?
When I was 19, I started hanging out with the wrong people.
Yeah, because this is where I see some really, really some just a lot of dark things started to happen for you. So I'm going to kind of give you the short version here. You guys know I can be very long-winded. I apologize. But let me try to give you a short version so you can take what we're both saying to you here and really take these into your heart. The first thing is you need to begin to start planting seeds of intention. And you need to give yourself something completely different to look at. And so the good thing is that doesn't cost a lot of money. Okay, because I know what you're saying, Ms. Blue. I don't have a lot of money to go just change my whole life. I'm not telling you that. But there's ways that we can begin to do things with modern technology. And one of the things that you can do is one day when you have a chance, I want you to go into a store, or I want you to go take a trip into a neighborhood, or I want you to go look at something that you haven't seen before. It's not based on value. I just want you to go somewhere that is interesting to you. If there's a museum nearby, I want you to take a trip to the museum. It doesn't matter what's on exhibit. And just go see something. Because right now what's happening for you, it's kind of that same energy when you were 19 years old where you're just about to give up. You're just about to just call it quit. Does that make sense when I say that to you?
A lot of sense.
Yeah. So I want you to get to the place to show yourself something different. Thank goodness for computers. Because you can actually Google some things online, and you can look at things in different countries, and you can look at different examples of things, and you got to show yourself something else. And then begin to plant seeds of intention for yourself. We're not officially into what our ancestors would call the new year yet. So this is a great time for you to begin to lay down some seeds of what you want to do with your life. Because right now I feel your energy is very stagnant. And I want you to start asking for help. Start taking small steps. Start looking forward to the future. Most people, I try to get them to stay present in the moment. But I want you to start making plans for the future. So whether that's a trip from 5 years from now, whether that's something else that you want to do in 6 months, I need you to start setting plans for the future.
Okay.
Okay? And that's going to really help you to shape this energy. And then just know that your mother is loving you. Know that your mother is loving you and your mother loves you so much. I feel her energy very strong on you, and she's worried about you. Is your mother still living?
Yes, ma'am, she is.
Yeah, you need to call your mama. Call your mama.
My sister just told me the same thing.
You said what now?
My sister just told me that they had a conversation about me. And
smart
she said
sister.
The exact
smart
thing.
Sister. You need to call your mama. Call your mama and just tell your mama. Tell your mama everything that's going on. Call your mama. Yep.
Wow.
That's what you need to do. Call your mama. Yes, yes,
okay.
Yes. A lot of mama energy going on tonight, but that's beautiful. But I want you to start making plans for the future. That's what you do.
Okay. All right. Thank you both.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love to you.
Bye.
Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 615. You're live in the remix.
Hi.
Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Chastity. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. How are you, ladies?
Oh, wonderful, Chastity.
Good.
I was calling in, I guess, like, for some insight on my romance or, like, a love life.
You sound like you don't know if you have one.
I don't know.
We're not giving out romances here. Now, if you have a romance question, we can answer it, but we're not giving out romances.
Well, no, the situation is like I'm really like for like a relationship, and I wanted to know like what that's looking like for me on that end. Like I don't have a romance or a love life at the moment.
I told you we ain't giving them out, but anyway, go ahead. Oh, gosh. Okay. Just had to make you laugh there. You got to laugh.
That was a good one. That was a good one. Ooh. I'm saying, Chastity, what I'm seeing is that it's really a time for you to really focus on yourself right now, and that's why you don't have the romance going on. It's not really by chance. It's to give you an opportunity to prepare yourself and be in a better place so that when the relationship does come, you won't have the same stresses and other blockages that you had in the past relationships. So, just really take this time to treat yourself, pamper yourself, and really, you know, do things. We say, or I've heard the elders say, when you really want to attract that divine mate, then you have to do the things for yourself that you want to attract to yourself.
Hmm.
So, put yourself in that place and all those qualities that you want to see in a person, make sure that you have them yourself, and then you'll attract that to you as well. And so, you know, use this time in a good way. Have fun. Go out on dates. You know, build up a level of trust with men just as friends, you know, because that's important as well. For you to be able to do that and get over the insecurities and other things like that that had been going on before.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. This may sound crazy.
Okay.
But do you eat dairy products?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I got in your aura, and it was real greasy. I'm sorry, but it was. It was real greasy. It was just greasy. I was like, what is this? Okay, but I remember being in a greasy aura before. Okay,
wow.
Two things I want to tell you. Cut down on your dairy products. I'm not going to tell you Aunt Miss Blue is not a health food nut. I'm not going to tell you that, but you have way too, if it's showing up in your aura, you got way too many dairy products going on with you. You need to kind of look for some alternatives and kind of cut that out. And
okay.
I say that in the most loving way, of course.
No, I ate a lot of yogurt this last week or two.
Okay, well, it's probably going to be a little bit more than just some yogurt, but I hear you. It's okay. I'm not asking you to do a confession here on the air, but here's a point I want to make to you,
mm-hmm.
is that one of the things that happens with that breezy aura is that it's hard to read, you know what I mean? And that's how we greet each other, believe it or not. We have these, whether we know how to read auras or not, we energetically can pick up this energy from each other. And if your aura is greasy, a brother can't see you.
Wow.
He can't see you. You greasy right now. He looking like, I don't know if she's single. I don't know if she married. I don't know if she got a man at home. You know, he really can't see you. And so you want to kind of just really treat yourself, just like Sister Kajara was saying, you want to treat yourself. And one of the other things that came up, I heard Rihanna singing, shine bright like a diamond. So this is your time to shine like a diamond.
Wow.
But you got to clear out that grease. You got to clear the grease out. So I'm going to recommend a very, very light body detox. And
okay.
You can find these detox, myself and Sister Kajara, both, also students from Queen Asua. She has a lot of amazing products that you can actually cleanse your system out with. You can start doing it by drinking distilled water with lemon juice and just keeping that, you know, do that in the morning. The first thing that you put into your body when you break your fast is to come in that way. And really just kind of do a detox, even if you give me 4 days, 5 days, to just kind of clear some of these things out of your system. And then just really begin to sort of kind of make love to yourself, date yourself. You know, if somebody were to feed you something, what would you want them to feed you? Not a whole bunch of stuff to make your aura greasy. You would want them to feed you something that made you shine like a diamond. So
wow.
I want you to begin to think about those things as you begin to put them in. But really, here's what it is. You can't get into a relationship because brothers can't read you. Your aura is so greasy. I'm telling you, I got in there and I started to think, I just feel real greasy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So as the night goes on,
we
get crazier. So there you go. So, you know, once you clear that up, 2 to 8 months, sacred union, you're going to be there. It'll be good. And you can call us back and you can let us know or email us and let us know how that works for you.
I will. Thank you so much, ladies.
All right. You're welcome.
Right.
Peace and love to you. Oh, I just kept pacing grease. I was like, where's all this grease? That's crazy. We're going to go to the next caller. 25 minutes left to go in the form. Calling in from area code 513, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Lauren calling from Cincinnati.
Okay, who's calling?
Lauren from Cincinnati.
Lauren from Cincinnati. Okay, Lauren.
I just wanted to get a reading. I just kind of am all over the place, and I feel like I've dropped everything, and I just need some guidance right now.
Okay.
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 you have definitely been dealing with some things, and it's really some things that started with you and the perception that you had of things. I think you might have been looking at things one way, not quite realistically. And so that is where you really want to begin, taking a moment to look back on the things that have hurt you, things that are bothering you, and really give some clarity about what really happened. Give some clarity about how you feel and why you're feeling this way. Because all of these feelings that you're having is really clouding you and is blocking you from moving forward. And so you really got to take some time to work through these things. You can't just act like it didn't happen. You can't just not face it, because it's not going to go away. You got to face it. You got to deal with it. You got to process it and see it for what it is, clearly. And, you know, that is going to, once you do those things, then other opportunities will open up, other paths will open, and you'll be able to start a new page in your life. But you definitely want to take some time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
I definitely concur with that 100% there. It does have a lot of things. The energy or the element that came up for you was fire. And so the fire, you know, fire teaches us a lot about life, about ourselves. And a lot of it has to do with you really understanding the fire within yourself, that rage that's there, you know, and just allowing yourself to take an honest look, like Sister Gajara said, at it. And really, that is the only thing that I see as well that's keeping you from joy, from you being able to find that joy within yourself. You are going to have to do some self-reflection, some introspection. You're going to have to go within. Just take some time with yourself and just go within. Not from a point of judgment, but, you know, sometimes it helps if you take a look at your life as if it was somebody else. Just imagine one of your girlfriends telling you your story. What would you tell them? You'd be like, girl, let me tell you, first of all, you shouldn't have did this. And then second of all, when you did that, you know this was going to happen. And girl, you're going to be okay. That's what you would tell your girlfriend. So sometimes we have to look at our lives outside of ourselves to find ourselves. So have that conversation like it's one of your girlfriends, because many of your friends come to you about situations and things that they're going through, and you give them very solid advice. So now it's time, as my daddy would say, for you to take your own medicine.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take your own medicine. You got to swallow it. So just look at your life, look at what's happened as if it wasn't you. And then I want you to begin to start taking a look at it from that perspective. Yeah. Leave judgment out the way, because you got a lot of pink pockets around you in your aura. And I know that you are a love child, that you are, but pink is also very much, it shows me when a person is so judgmental. You know, you got to let go of the judgment. Let it go.
Okay.
All right. So peace and love to you.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Yes.
We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 203, you're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi. Good night, Ms. Blue and Sister Cahedra. Hold on one moment. I'm going to take you off the speaker.
Okay.
Okay. No. Hi. Hi, ladies.
Hello. Greetings.
Me and my sister have been waiting on a long time, so I'm going to keep it short because I know other people are in the queue. I thank you for the healing of the deep breathing, and also with
the heart, going back into the heart, because I've been asking myself, how can I bring my oldest daughter into, wait a minute, let me take a step back, because I'm rushing. Okay, this question is about my 13-year-old daughter. With her learning in school, do you see how is it that I can bring her into a better standing with herself as to how to guide her in her learning? Or
what's your daughter's name?
Her name is Adeola. Did I say what my name was? No, I did not. I'm sorry. My name is...
Mm-hmm.
My name is Dakita.
She is, I'm saying she's kind of distracted. I'm saying kind of, but she has some things on her mind, and that is some things that have happened in the past, some family issues that may be bothering her still. And dealing with that is going to help her get through with her learning and, you know, with her future. She definitely, it's a lot of feminine energy around you all right now. Doing some spiritual work with her, I'm seeing, is also very, very important. She has some spiritual gifts.
I know.
She,
when I was pregnant with her, she showed me a lot.
And she doesn't really feel like she can talk to people about the things that she sees or hears all the time. But working with her spiritual side, doing things to help her develop her spirit, and her spiritual side is very important as well.
Thank you.
Got some real powerful energy. So you got to work
to
help her develop that.
Here's one of the things that I want to say. What was your name again? I didn't catch your name. What was your name again?
Dakita.
Dakita?
Yeah, that's how my mother pronounces it, Dakita.
Dakita. And what is your daughter's name?
Adeola.
Adeola. Two things that I want to tell you that I'm actually just picking up is that this is a child that has seen way too much.
Does
that make sense when I say that? She's seen way too much.
You're going to make me cry,
Adeola? As a mother, I understand that it can be very difficult sometimes being a mother. And we are always doing the very best that we can do. So first of all, I want to say that to you as her mother, that I know that you have done the very best that you can with her. And you're learning. You're taking a lot of flack from this because you feel that there were some decisions that you could have made that you didn't make. I want you to understand on a higher level, and we cannot look through this situation through our spirit, through our human eyes, because I think we'd all be on the phone sobbing right now with you. And you've already done enough sobbing about the situation. It is time now for you to begin to empower yourself so that you can empower your daughter. This is not about bringing judgment or blame against you, because at the time, there was a lot of things that you didn't understand and that you didn't know. And so I know you're carrying a lot of that guilt for your daughter. If we begin to look at this through the spiritual eyes, and as Sister Kajara was saying, your daughter has a lot of spiritual gifts. And one of the things that I know and many other teachers know and believe as well is that we choose the soul groups we're going to come back into. We don't choose every situation because we all have free will. We have free will. And so that can change from time to time. But there are some of those things that is destiny, which is what we do with some of the things that happen. And some things are fate. I'm not going to tell you that I'm so spiritual that some of these things I'm going to say to you were supposed to happen, because you and I both know that that would be a lie. They wasn't supposed to happen. But what you can do now is to help your daughter embark on her true divine destiny as well as yours. Because as your that being your daughter, you are her keeper. You are the one who's supposed to keep her safe. You're the one who's supposed to keep her away from harm. These is all of our responsibilities as parents. Now, the good news is if you mess that up, you have an opportunity to go back and now do the right thing. And one of those things is going to be your daughter needs to be around a group of healing and nurturing sisters, and yourself included. That is first and foremost. The second thing is, yeah, she definitely needs to do that. I would prefer, like Sister Kajara said, is to really someone that could help her own her spiritual gifts and really kind of get into that, because she's going to need a lot of healing. And so are you. Because the more that you waddle in what happened and you blame yourself, it's going to make it that much more difficult for her to heal from this. The good news is I see a rainbow over both of you. And whenever I see that rainbow, that tells me that the worst is behind you. The only place that you can begin to move forward now is into brighter, sunnier days. But that can be done. You need to. You know, the card that I drew for you out of the Kim deck was the card number 36, which is Moot, Goddess Moot. And one of the things that I put on there was vultures. And a lot of people question, why would I connect vultures with the goddess? But vultures have a unique thing that they do. When a group of vultures come together, it is considered a wake, like an awakening. And this is what you need to do. You need to get into a good woman sister circle. If you have to start it yourself for your daughter and for yourself. When they begin to fly together, when these group of women, these groups of goddesses, begin to fly together, that is symbolic for them, begin to share and they begin to come together, that becomes a committee. And that's the support system that you and your daughter are going to need to make it through this situation so that she can begin to get into her gifts and you too move into your gifts. But you need to go through some healing. And your daughter needs to go through some healing. So, you know, Miss Blue, I'm not going to mix sugar with, and I won't say it because Sister Kajara on the phone. But I don't mix them two together.
Thank you for keeping it 100, Miss Blue.
Yes, yes.
I needed that.
Everything that we just gave you here, because this is power, and this is exactly what is needed to heal this situation. You got to stop blaming yourself. You already did that. You took the blame, and it's there. Now it's time to move into the healing stage. If you stay in the phase of guilt, your daughter is never going to move past this phase. And what happened, this is sort of an ancestral pattern that has gone on in the family, correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you have an opportunity, which this is beautiful. You have an opportunity to release this pattern from the family. So how powerful is that?
Very.
Very, very powerful.
That was one of my questions, like if you could lead me into the direction, but you already said that I would probably have to start it for myself where I'm at right now. And it's crazy because there's this lady that I met that I reconnected with when I was little, and I always looked at her as the rites of passage. And I seen her again, and it's like, oh my gosh, I'm thinking this is where the healing needs to be, you know, going into that connection because she has that feminine energy.
Yes. You definitely need to build a very strong group for you and your daughter. Yeah, that's it. All right. Well, peace and love to you. I give you a hug and a kiss.
Thank you, lady. I receive it. Thank you very much.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love to you as well.
All right. Well, I know Sister Kajara, she has done wonderful for us. You guys, she's been up since about 4 o'clock in the morning, and she's still hanging in there with us. And we have about 8 minutes left to go in the form. Now, we do have an after hours. I will tell you this. It's completely up to you, Sister Kajara, because we got tons of people still on the phone line. But you let me know how you're feeling. And we can go from there.
Oh, wow. Okay. I could probably take a couple of more callers.
And they have no mercy for you in the chat room. They like, yay, keep going. Y'all, shame on you remixers. They are like, yeah, keep going. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We have 7 minutes left to go in the forum, and I want to tell all of you guys who won't be going with us into the after hours to download an amazing share. If you can get to some of the work or some of the projects that Sister Kajara has, get yourself there. Even if you're overseas and you're in the UK or Canada, try to get to those different locations. Go to the website, check it out, rasekihealing.com. You can find out all the goodies there. Purchase the book so that you can learn about Kemetic Reiki. This is powerful work. Energy healing, it's about what we're all about. You guys know I love energy healing, and I really love this sister and her work. So definitely, definitely, everyone. Download for the rest of you. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And we'll see you on the phone lines, okay? So we're going to go to the phone lines. Calling in from area code 214, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 214?
Oh, hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. I was about to click off on you.
Yes, this is Chikari. My name is Chikari, and I'm from Dallas, Texas. Yes, I was calling in for a reading. I basically want to know basically what my purpose is and, like, a little direction on what I'm supposed to be doing right now.
Purpose. We're not giving out purposes tonight. No, I'm teasing. Okay.
Ooh. Harry. You know, Zakari, I'm seeing that you have a very strong spiritual side yourself, and that your work really does deal with dealing with order and balance, not necessarily in a healing way, but in bringing forth your spiritual gifts.
is going to open up some opportunities for you that's going to be very prosperous. So your specific purpose is not really coming through very clear for me right now, but I am seeing that spiritual side for you to work on, and that you're dealing with that order and balance. So maybe some field or industry, other things mm-hmm. that deal with the legal field, dealing with justice, dealing with order. That is what I'm seeing that's in your nature.
Yeah, but okay.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Miss Blue can give you a little bit more information.
Mm-hmm. Well, a couple of things that I'll say to you. One, the good thing is, and I think we all can appreciate that, is that you're young.
You're young. My last name. Yeah, and I'm young. Yeah.
And that's
my
last name
is Young, yeah.
There you go, because you have a very young spirit, and there you go. We know all things in divine order, and you have a young spirit. And go ahead.
I was going to say I've got a real, like, youthful or, like, a childish
yes,
personality.
You
uh-huh.
really do, and you also have what I like to call a lot of mint green around you, and those are typically colors, mint green, like the color mint green, and those
yeah.
are colors that I typically see around children. I see them around young children, babies, that mint green color. When they come to the planet, a lot of them have mint green in their aura, very, very strong around them. And even some of the babies, you can see it. It comes out in their bowel movement. I know that's TMI. But you can see this mint green. I just kind of wanted to tell you that. But here's the thing that I really think that you need to do, and definitely where your energy connects with, and that has to do with helping children. Sort of kind of helping them in a very fun way. And I'm going to go with Sister Kajara. I really see you like what we would call almost like a modern-day social worker or someone who does something with really helping with the placement of children, especially children who are at risk, children who have come from broken homes or children who have been what we call throwaway kids in our country, that really their mother, their father is not claiming them, and these are just kids on the street. You're really going to be able to connect with their energy. They're going to love you. They listen to you, and they'll be able to take that guidance for you. So I do see you working on their behalf, for them, speaking up with them. There is a organization in Texas called CASA, and what they are, they're really like liaisons for children.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times you would even go to court. You're not an attorney, but you would get training to go to court, and you would represent the child. So you would visit the child when they're at their parents' house, and then you would come to court and say, hey, look, I've worked with this little young girl. You know, I go visit her at her school, and I see her when she's at home, and I think it would be in the best interest for her to stay with her mother or maybe live with her father or maybe for this child to be moved out of the home. So I do see the legal around as well, too. And I see you working with children. Check that organization out because you would love that. Because you got to have a lot of freedom. You got a lot of hetero energy. You got that sexual energy going on. You like to kind of be in feminine energy. Everything you do is real girly-like. And you like to play and you like to have fun. And I think that would be excellent for you.
Okay. At first I was thinking some with I guess like art, like cause like I don't know, just expressing myself.
Mhm. Mhm. And you could, but here's the cool thing: you get to do whatever you want.
Right.
That's the cool thing. You ask us, what did we pick up?
Right.
And we're
right,
telling you
right.
what your spirit guide said, but you get to
right.
do that's the beautiful thing. You get to do whatever you want. And like I said, you're young. You're young. So in about 5 years or 6 years, you're going to be like, oh, Miss Blue, Sister Kajara, I need to call them. Because they was right.
What's the name of that organization you said? You said Texas?
I think it's called, the call letters are CASA.
Okay.
CASA. Don't ask me what it stands for again. Spirit just kind of dropped that to me, and I remember seeing it. But I want you to check them out because a lot of things like maybe teaching art classes and doing all of those things you get to do. But definitely I know that your energy is going to be around children. They're going to love you, particularly like those semi-teenagers. Oh, they're just going to eat you up. They're going to love you. They're going to listen to you more than they listen to the old mama.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome, sweetie. Peace and love to you.
Peace
love. All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 646. You're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. And yes, we're in the after hours.
Hello.
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line?
This is Sherman.
Hi, Sherman.
How are you doing? Oh, I have bad problems. I need a reading.
All right, Sherman.
Yes, everything's not going good for me. I just lost my phone. Yes, I was downstairs, and I haven't been to New York City in a while, and I lost my rhythm, so a cab ran over my toe, and I don't think it's going to be okay.
You know what?
So, I mean, do you think I'll get the toe back?
Panic.
What?
I knew that was you, Brother Panic.
I'm trying to fool y'all. Well, I just listen to the show, ladies. Y'all doing what y'all do for best. Always, but I am, to give you guys an update, I am in New York, and I haven't been here for a while, and I have lost, Stella has lost his groove. Like, this place is looking real dysfunctional now that I've been in Atlanta for 3 years. This place is looking like, you know what I'm saying, everybody needs a shot, a diabetes shot or something. So I figured I'd listen to Miss Blue tonight, and I'm glad I did. It gave me a pick-me-up. I'm in a real depressing hotel, too. Miss Blue told me go to hotels or hotjobs.com. They got me. Wherever you told me to go, Blue, they got me. I should have got a reading on it from you instead of advice.
I told you to go to Hotwire.
Y'all not giving advice? She's giving you a reading? Y'all better listen to the difference. With your wife, I got this hotel, when I was little and lived out here, used to be called the Turf. And my aunt and them remember the Turf, so they had some times here. So they upgraded it, you know what I'm saying? They wiped it down with Lysol, but basically I'm at the Turf for the night. So I'm feeling better. Of course, sisters was rocking. I'm going to tell you like this. The nights I come on, y'all better not come with that crying. Y'all better not come with that crying like y'all did tonight. This is the first time I listen to y'all, and I know it's a different show. When your mama's on, hi, Miss Blue. Oh, my goodness. That doesn't work for me. Y'all don't do that when I'm there. You know what I mean? So I'm glad Miss Blue is giving out self-empowerment, and the sister who's with her tonight giving y'all some self-empowerment tonight. Glad it's called to say hi. And I'll let y'all get back to what y'all are doing. And remember, my classes start. The classes are there, panicpack@hotmail.com, and we'll be on soon. But I'm enjoying the show like everybody else tonight.
All right. Oh, you know what, Panic. Well, peace and love to you, and thanks for calling in.
Yes, don't hang up. I need a little bit more because that hotel you recommended, you know, I got to be here for a week. Oh, this is bad. I'm at the Turf, basically. This used to be the cozy mosey. You know what I mean? I'm taking the sheets. I'm flipping the mattress, everything. Ms. Blue, her readings are so much better than her advice. I'm going to let y'all know that now. Take her readings. The only way Ms. Blue can help me now is in a reading or if she see me fighting a bear. Other than that, you know what I mean, we'll just be friends like we always have been. But she can help me if she see me fighting a bear.
Well, peace and love to you. You're going to be all right. I told you to look for a 5-star or 4-star hotel. Now, I told you where to go and what to look for. You went looking for some low-budget things. Panic is crazy. That's Brother Panic. Always a joy to hear him on the remix and calling in. And we're doing our spiritual work tonight. We're not giving out empowerment. We're going to go to the next call. Oh, my goodness. You guys, I can't believe how many of you are on this phone line, but Sister Kajara, she is being an amazing sister that she is tonight. And we're going to just take a couple more calls. Calling in from area code 601, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 601? Okay, we're going to come back to 601. They probably have us on mute. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 757. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms.
Seven. Hey, greetings. Who's on the line?
Daniel from Virginia Beach. Hey, sister.
Okay. Daniel.
Please. Greetings. How are you?
I'm good. All right, so I got a question about jobs. Like, what career choice would be best for me and my temperament, and what could I be doing now to help me get there?
Boy, y'all is really.
I would like to get this out of the way, so that I can like focus on other things in my life. Because this is like a big thing. I can just go to school for this, get out of the way, and then start doing other things. So. Yeah. You guys still there?
Yeah, we're still here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's all I was saying.
We're wondering if you're still here.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah. Did y'all hear me?
Yes, we can. It's a joke. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I think it's silly.
Okay.
I think it's later.
Started giggling now. Ooh, my brother Daniel. I just have to say, I know that, you know, we all want to really connect with that work of finding our purpose, and that is a divine piece of work. It's not always something that can just be answered in a question, you know, like this. Because we all agreed to come here to do specific things, and that is such a secret and divine part of us. That we have to, you know, it's the order of it is that we take the time to be still enough to connect with that side of us so that we can access that information for ourselves and so that we'll truly be on point with ourselves. So my spirit guides are like, you know, this is something that is very serious and not to be taken lightly. And to think that you can call and just get an answer to something so serious. It's like, you know, really, truly. Yeah, I just have to say that because I see that it's coming up and, you know, it's the truth.
Yeah, it is.
That's understandable.
You know, my spirit guides are like, you know, I'm not just going to tell him that, you know, perhaps it's not even for me to know. Perhaps it's not for you to know right now. Perhaps it's for you to take the steps necessary for you to access that information for yourself if you do want to find out, because you surely can do it. Now, I'd be more than happy to share some tools with you that you can use to get to that place. I'm pretty sure Ms. Blue has talked about meditating.
Yeah.
And that is definitely where you want to start when it comes to connecting with that higher aspect of yourself, when it comes to connecting with the astral realm, which is really what you want to do to connect with your divine purpose. You want to get into a pattern of meditating consistently. And then when you do that and you're able to quiet your mind and quiet yourself, you can ask a question about anything and find the answer out for yourself. Now, I also have to say that when the spirit guides answer questions, they don't necessarily speak in the same language that they do. So, like, for instance, when I ask about my own purpose, then I heard words like, you come to share the light, you bring them to the light. And I had to sit and meditate on that.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I definitely don't mind sharing that kind of information, because this is information for all of us to know, information that we all should know. And
yeah.
I encourage you to take the time. I can see the cards that came up dealt with you going through a transformation.
Uh-huh.
And that it is a time for you, and which is a time similar cards have been coming up, because a lot of people are going through a time of coming through some really difficult challenges. But all of these things are happening to help us to align with our purpose. So you are on the right path in wanting to know and seeking out what you should be doing. But it's just that you need to find some ways to access that information for yourself. And part of that is this transformation. It's for you to learn and to develop yourself on a different level, things that we don't learn in school, but things that you're interested in, you know, learn more about them. You can Google the information, go to the library, however you decide to do it. But you can find out for yourself stuff, and that will help you and guide you. It's like a path that leads you signs. You take this book and read it, it's going to lead you to this, and it will lead you to that, and then before you know it, you've come a long way.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. One of the things that I would say, you know, we kind of have been a little lenient with that a little bit here tonight, but you guys know, if you listen to the remix, you know, I don't believe anybody is here free-falling at all. Nobody is here free-falling. And really, one of the things that I don't do, and most people who do readings, like Sister Kajara and we that do this spiritual work, you wouldn't even want me to tell you really what you're supposed to be doing, because here's the reality. You ain't going to listen anyway. How many people in your life have told you what you were supposed to be doing, Daniel, and you ain't listening to them? So what makes you think you're going to listen to us on the other end of this line? You're not. But I understand what you're saying is that you really want to kind of get on that course so that you can know that what you're doing is really working towards what you feel your soul, your spirit is sort of kind of calling out to. And that's to be respected. You know, that's definitely to be respected. Here's something, though, I want you to take a look at and why it's so hard for you to make that connection. And anyone else out there that's having a very hard time of making that connection, because one thing is true, as Sister Kajara was saying, and hopefully she's still here with me. Still with me? Okay, good. And one of the things that I will say is that spirit doesn't talk to you like that. It doesn't really come through. It is. It is in fragment. It is, I call it, like being a detective, like you're solving a mystery, because they're not here. No one is, there's no shortcuts, and no one can do your work for you. So that's clear. But in order for you to really begin to tap into that energy, it's a couple of things that you got to take a look at. And one of those things for you, Daniel, is it has to do with your heart. And one of the things for you is that you don't forgive.
I don't forgive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You don't forget. And so that energy is weighing so heavy on your chest. Immediately when you started talking, I could feel that pressure in my own body. You don't forget.
And so these things weigh very heavy on you, in your chest. And you carry them around with you. It is a recipe for disaster. On a physical level, I can tell you. Those are the things. So if I were to ask you a question, who do you feel in your life that you need to forgive? Who would you say is the person you need to forgive and why?
Yeah, it would be my father.
And if there was one thing that you would say that your father needs to work on, if you could just pick one area that your father needs to work on, what would that area be? Yeah, you want me to say it? Or you want to say it? Go ahead. Come on. This is healing for everybody. What is that one thing that your father needs to work on?
I don't know if that's subjective or, well, what I'm going to say.
You said what now?
I need to think about that.
Why do you need to forgive your father?
Well, there was some... there was something that he did to me in the past that I'm starting now to, like, really get over. So that's what's going on with me now. And I can see that in the near future, like, this is all going to be resolved.
Well, I can tell you this. Forgiveness is the one thing that you need to let go of. And the one thing your father needs to work on, and I know you don't want to say it because you hear this, is forgiveness himself. Isn't that true?
I'm not sure about that one.
Yeah, your father's not a very forgiving person either.
Mm-hmm.
But you are sure about that, aren't you?
And I know that about myself, but I'm not sure about that about my father.
Your father's not forgiving either. All you have to do is think back to the situation, and you can see how he handled the situation. Because a person who is forgiving, forgiveness is about forgiving. It's about giving and receiving. It's not just one-sided.
Okay. Could it also do with forgiving yourself?
Of course.
Okay.
Then of course.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Because that's what forgiveness is about. It ain't about the other person at all. It's only about you. So I know one of your worst fears is to become like your father. And if you don't want that to happen, get into a place of forgiveness. Because you're starting to head down that same road.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very scary for you. And that's a place you never want to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any...
Mm-hmm.
Is there any, like, deities that I can work with who can help me with this situation?
Of course. There's a lot of deities you can work with. And one of the deities you can work with is, I would recommend that you work with Heru, the god Heru.
Heru, okay.
Yes. Are you familiar with the Kemetic story about the god Heru?
I can't bring it up to the top of my head, but I know it's like a Jesus figure.
Yeah, that's
Son of Osiris.
But it's a whole lot to do with mother, father, uncle, aunt, relationship. It has a lot to do with that energy. Study that particular story. Study that myth. You should be able to find it on the internet. Begin to work with that energy of the god Heru. And then one of the excellent things you can do is pick up a book by Joseph Campbell called The Hero's Journey. And you can understand the journey that every hero goes through, which the god Heru is actually the hero, and all of us have a hero within us.
So we can learn a lot from a lot of these ancient myths. And one of the gods to work with is the god Horus. And this will help you understand this relationship between you and your father. And then you'll be able to forgive yourself, forgive him, and you can move past this. And then your heart will just open up even more. So all that love that you have inside, you'll be able to give and receive. And before you know it, your purpose will be right in front of you, because it always has been.
That's a relief, because this is something that's really important to me and something that I know that really can do to move
well,
forward.
Yeah, well, know that you're always working in your purpose, whether you know it or not. I know sometimes we don't want to claim that, but that's just the truth.
All right, well, that was my question there. I got what I needed.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
yeah.
you, Miss Blue, and thank you, Nia.
All right, you're welcome. Peace and love to you. Peace and love. Yeah.
Peace.
Yeah. All right, we're going to go to the next caller, and I think this is going to be our last one, you guys. Calling in from area code 202, you're live in a remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue.
Hi. Who's on the line?
This is Toya.
Oh, hi, Toya.
How are you guys?
We are good. How are you?
I'm okay. I almost thought you wasn't going to get to me, but I'm glad you did.
No, it's so many people on the phone lines. Oh, my goodness. But we did. We did get to you.
Yes. Okay, my question would be, I'm in the process, well, I would like to move. I have to move because I just got back. One of my daughters and the other one is coming in July. I also need a job. So do you see anything opening up in the near future? Like the perfect apartment?
I'll let Sister Kajara work with you.
Are you sure? Ooh, okay. I am seeing a lot of movement actually going on. And the work that you're going to be doing is going to be very successful. You're going to have some bumpy roads. But once you get things going, it's going to balance out for you. And so moving to another place, I'm thinking it's going to be probably after things balance out with the work a little bit more, because you are adjusting with the children. And you have a lot of other things going on around you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So being very focused is going to be important for you, really. No matter what else comes, you got to remember your goals, set goals for yourself, and then remember to stick to your plan to reaching those goals.
Okay.
And,
Yeah, beautiful.
Time, you know, be patient with it. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Miss Blue.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, you know, you might have to have a little patience with it and really take some time to work through some things, but in the end, the work is going to really pay off for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What state do you live in?
Connecticut.
You live in Connecticut. Interesting enough, I see the purse that the place that you live, the place that you live or going to be living near, has some sort of garden near it. So that's interesting. Some sort of garden. But again, I do see this is going to work itself out for you. One of the things that I want you to be very proactive in, and this is what Sister Kajara just spoke to you about, you're going to have to be proactive because you already know that these things are about to get ready to happen. And so you have a tendency to kind of wait till the last minute and then all of a sudden try to rush out and do everything at one time, and that usually works for you.
Not this time.
Okay.
Not this time. So you've got to take a very, very proactive role in how you handle things. And so that means that you need to start looking for a place. You need to start looking for a place to work. And you need to start putting things in, you know, putting that energy out there to friends and to people you know in that particular area where you want to stay. You need to start putting that energy out there and don't miss any opportunities. This is not going to be one of those times where you can wait a month before you have to move and all of a sudden everything just falls into place for you. That's going to turn out not so well for you if you go that particular route. But if you start now, because I'm looking right now, it looks like in about 13, 18 months is when you really have to make this transition. Is that correct?
Actually, by July.
By July. Well, 13, 18 months is probably when you're going to be settled in then, because I see 13, 18 months, everything sort of working itself out. You're going to have a little bit more time than you think. I don't know. I see some legal papers floating in front of me, so I see that there are still some pending things that have to get resolved.
But 18 months is definitely for my probation.
You said what now?
That 18 months is definitely towards my probation, because that's about how much I have left for probation.
Okay, so what is the pending work? Because I see a piece of paper in front of me. So I see there's some legal things that have to get worked out in order for your daughter for this to go well. Is there still?
Yeah, we already did it. Me and my mom went to court. Originally, both of my daughters were supposed to come in July, but one of my daughters was giving my mom a hard time. So we went back to court to get my daughter to me ASAP. But I'm still on probation and supposed to be getting off. I was trying to get off early, but I'm supposed to be getting off next year. Like, next year is my last year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that would be the legal paper, because I still see there's some pending things. And you're also sort of kind of dabbling in something that could jeopardize that. And you know what I'm talking about. I'm not going to sit here on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
Yep.
Because that's going to make all the difference in the world. Spirit just showed it to me. Stop it. Don't do it. It's not worth it.
Okay.
All right? So
yeah.
Just hold fast. I know 18 months, 13 months seems like a long time, but it's really not. And, you know, next year this time you'll be sitting back in a much better place. You'll be able to look over your life and see all of these amazing things that's happening. But again, I see that legal paperwork coming down, and there is some things that is sort of in limbo. So you are really in your free will, my sister, 100%. And this is your time to really just kind of stand out front and shine. A goddess I would give you to particularly work with is going to be the goddess Offset. To work with her, she has a lot of that mother energy, and she really works on the spiritual realm, and she helps with miraculous aid. And right now, you could use a little sprinkle of some extra aid to come your way. And so just give her some energy, you know, begin to just work with that energy and, you know, leave all of those things that could put all of this hard work in jeopardy. Leave them alone, because I already see the legal and the court system, and that's another path, and I know you don't want to go back down that road.
Oh, no, I do not.
All right. Well, you heard it here, so don't say I didn't tell you. You better leave it alone.
I will. Thank you, ladies, so much.
All right. You're welcome.
You can
love you.
Good night.
Oh, good night. Oh, how we doing, sis? How we doing?
I think my voice is about to give out.
Yes. I think this is a good stopping point, even though we have so many callers still on the line. You guys, you can reach out to Sister Kajara. You can go to the website, find her email, reach out to her. Reach out for any information that you guys want. She does her healing work, very pure spirit sister, and it's been an honor to share this platform with you here tonight. And by the way, we didn't get a chance to talk about all the amazing things she does. She also makes jewelry. She has some amazing unks and all kinds of great things. So go over to the website, Rasekhi, Rasekhi, rasekhihealing.com is how you can get there. Also, pick up a copy of her latest
Project, which is a workbook that really will help you get into kinetic yoga, understand these things from a very ancient point, lots of wonderful information all about healing, all about getting yourself into that position so that you can continue to evolve yourself. So, sis, I want to tell you, it has been an honor to have you back on the remix.
Yes, it has been an honor and quite a bit of fun, too. I appreciate the laughs and all the beautiful callers and listeners. And I thank you so much, Ms. Blue, for your beautiful and divine energy for inviting me to come on again. And I look forward to the next time. A blessing and a pleasure to do readings with you.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I enjoyed it. And you're an amazing sister, and it's good to share the platform with you. Peace and love. I know we'll be in touch, and I know you'll be back on the remix soon. So peace and love. All right, you guys, we're going to say much love to everyone out there. Much love to all of you. Much love, warm spirit. Peace and blessings to all the ancestors and everyone out there. We look forward to connecting with you guys right back here next week in the remix. You know how we do. If you like the show, I want you to like it. And if you love it, I want you to love it. Leave a comment on Facebook. Connect with Sister Kajara over on Facebook. Leave a comment. We'd love to hear from you. And download, download, download. Everybody have an amazing week. And peace and love, you guys. We're going to get out of here. Peace.